This is me testing built-in, I mean, Shure mic. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, testing. I'm in the car. I am in the car, testing the microphone in the car. And I'm very annoyed by everything, mostly because I have these upstairs neighbors, and, you know, it was very cool last night, so I left the porch windows, you know, there's a sliding glass door to the porch, and the porch is enclosed. And, you know, I've been waiting all summer for it to be cool enough so I can leave the porch open and enjoy the cool air. So I did that last night. It was a Saturday night. And these fucking upstairs neighbors who must be on coke or something were up all goddamn night talking. And the guy's voice, you know, I could easily overlook because he's just like, blah, 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 blah. But the woman's voice was just reinforcing my misogyny to no end. And she's just going, whack, 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 whack. She's worse than the fucking duck. Well, I don't mind the ducks. Whack, 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 whack. Now, this is misogyny, so if you like women, then you probably should ignore this part. But why can't women not... Oh, let's see. All right. Why is it that women always speak like nobody's going to pay attention to them unless they have the most annoying voice possible? Like what? Like, I can't just speak like this. I've got to have some sort of annoying affect to my voice so that people would listen to me, because otherwise my father didn't pay any goddamn attention to me when I was a little girl. Anyway, I slept terribly and I thought, you know, I didn't even think I was going to go to yoga, but I did go to yoga because, you know, I said, fuck this. You know, I'm not going to let my life get ruined by this cunt. So now I have to figure out what to do. I am open to suggestions. This is the part where I am interested. Is this recording? Let me see. I bought turned this device that I'm trying out. It's a Shure microphone that attaches to my iPhone. So I can talk in the car, because that's where I am all the time now that I live in South Florida. I can't believe I still live here in South Florida. Not that I still live here, that I live here, first of all. So women are horrible. They all have to be annoying talking. Like, not everybody can be like Terry Gross and just be cool. And by the way, I accidentally heard Marc Maron interviewing Terry Gross, and it reminded me that I hate him, not just because I'm jealous of his success, but because I really don't find him funny, and whenever I listen to him, I picture him dirty, you know what I mean? Like, I guess people picture me dirty, because I am dirty most of the time, but I'm not dirty now, but I picture him dirty and ugly, and like, they have him on Bill Maher, and then he never says anything, he just sits there ugly. I guess, you know, I don't really get it. Maybe as a big dip thong. So I'm driving down as Sunrise Boulevard here in Fort Lauderdale. It is me mother's birthday, and I went to the mall to buy her something, and I realized I don't have any money, so I'm just going to buy a nice cord. Maybe if I see a flower on sale cheap, and hopefully... The trick I usually pull is I'll call my sister and say, Sisty, she'll usually call me and say, oh, Madge, I forgot to buy something for Mother. Since you're there, will you get her something? And see, that always works, because that means I'll buy the present for her, but then I'll be like, oh, look what I got for you with them, you know. I mean, I won't take credit for it, but I'll be like, oh, you know, I'm in on this too. What is this? It's a car dealer. Fort Lauderdale collection of cars. It looks like Ferrari dealer. Yeah, I was surprised that the top 1% of America earns something like $300,000 on average. Or was it a million? It's ridiculous. I mean, I think that's a lot of people. I mean, 1% is a lot of people to be millionaires. How come I'm not that smart? I mean, you figured 10% are gay. That's not that much. So the number of millionaires in America is actually quite high. And I don't think they should share. I think they should just kill poor people with their guns. You know, that makes a lot of sense, to just kill people. And, oh, so I was talking to a friend of mine who was also having problems with neighbors. This morning via text, because I don't talk to people, because talking is horrible. But I was texting, and he's having problems with his neighbors, and they're, I guess, quite a weakened because he lives in New York, and they're horrible. And I was talking about my neighborhood, and then I started thinking, neighbors, and I started thinking, you know, thank God, see, this is the problem with guns. It's not that guns are, you know, crazy people in the hands of guns. That's a red herring, like many commentators say. It's not that guns are, you know, such a fucking thing for mental, healthy, unhealthy people, you know. The problem is, everybody can fucking snap, and if you have a goddamn gun, you're going to fucking shoot your neighbor
for talking like this.
I mean, my neighbor doesn't talk like that, but you know what I mean? You snap sometimes. You don't want to have a gun when you snap. You know, if you're feeling suicidal because your life sucks, you don't want to have a gun near you, because then you might just be like, oh, I'm going to shoot myself. No. That's why guns should be illegal. And I'm having these people say, oh, you should limit guns, blah, blah, blah. No, illegal, take them away. Get rid of them. Fuck them. And listen, here's the thing. So on one hand, you have these Republicans, and they're saying, the Republicans are saying, Democrats are trying to take your guns away. Which really isn't true. Guns, Democrats at best are trying to, you know, put in some sort of a flimsy ass fucking, you know, law so that, you know, there can be some restrictions instead of none whatsoever. I mean, the gun lobby is so powerful, we're not even allowed to collect statistics on gun violence. It is fucking insane in gun ownership. It's fucking insane. So they're paranoid and telling people, you know, the Democrats are trying to take your guns away. Woo woo woo, scare tech. Well, Republicans, on the other hand, are very, very aggressive in telling you that they're trying to take Obamacare away. You know, they've, how many, 60, 70 times they've tried to, you know, repeal it in the Congress and fighting it nonstop, and all the presidents have it on their platform to end Obamacare, right? All of them. So they're blatantly saying, we're going to take away your health care, but Democrats are going to take away your guns. But they're, you know, and that's not even true. You know what I mean? Like, the gun thing isn't true. But the health care, they're freely admitting it. It's fucking insane. And the morons in America are like, yes. Yes, honey. We need more guns, less health care. Pro-death. You know, oh, unless you're a fetus. Because them is cool. Fetus is cool. I like for me to feet. I don't know. Is this thing recording? Anyway, so I'm going to turn right on Powerline Road. This fucking country or state has the dumbest fucking names for grumps. I mean, for things. Powerline Road. Oh, I got gas. I ate so much candy yesterday. Now I got gas. Oh, God, I didn't signal. That's the other thing I hate about South Florida. Nobody fucking signals. And everybody jaywalks. It's fucking awful. I shouldn't say everybody. It's just the blacks. But I don't want to be racist about it. But it's just the blacks. So, but the thing is, see, there's one now. And she's got a huge ass. And she's jaywalking with a bag of booze in her hand. How about that? You know, what's the goddamn wall going to do about that, Donald Trump? What's the fucking wall going to do about her jaywalking with a bottle of booze? Yeah, so people don't signal here. Like, this is something I understand, especially when I bicycle, even though I haven't been biking here because I'm scared. But like, okay, so how hard is it to fucking flip a signal? You know what I mean? How fucking hard is it to flip a turn signal? And Sandra Bland died for not flipping a turn signal. You know what I mean? See, that's what happens. If you don't turn signal, you can die and you can kill the person on the bicycle. And also, did you hear about this guy who got killed because he flipped his brights? And this wasn't a racial thing. This was a white kid. It was a police power trip thing. Another one. You know, and so, like, the kid, the cop was coming and had his brights on. So, like most people would do, if they're considerate, they flick the brights quickly in order to say, hey, dude. Because I say dude, you know, because I'm kind of hip. Hey, dude, guess what? You know, your brights are on. So you flip the brights. Well, this guy got pulled over, and then the kid was, like, really, you know, like, don't fuck with me, the kid who got pulled over. And he's recording him, and it escalated, and the guy tased him, and then he ended up shot him and killed him. The cop fucking killed the kid and who got pulled over for fucking flipping his brain. Yeah, this shit is fucking crazy, these fucking cops. The whole thing needs to be fucking dissected. I mean, we're not as bad as China because we don't kill people and take their organs, I guess. Maybe we do, for all I know. Okay. Anyway, I'm fat. Lesbian. I'm in Florida. My mother's birthday is today. Can't afford a present. But fortunately, since I live in a ghetto, I can go to the Dollar Tree and buy two birthday cords for a dollar. Real egg can. I was in the mall, and this lady said to me, I was at a Ghirardelli store, which, you know, is really crap anyway, and they sell these, like, I thought, well, maybe I can afford some chocolates. $25 for, like, four truffles. You know, I'm like, fuck this. And then the lady, who is obese, said to me, what can I do for you today? Wait. Oh, no, I said it wrong. See, no. She said, what can I get for you? What can I get for you today? And I was so close to saying, fucked. You can get fucked. But I didn't say it because I'm a nice lady and a lesbian. Okay. So now I'm on the street full of nice people. The street is called 19th Street. They really take a lot of care in South Florida of their street names. Yeah. So we have that. I've got my vagina that itches. And the nice thing about this microphone that I'm bi-turning is that you have to put your phone in airport mode when you use it, which means no buzzing, chirping noise, no texters, none of that business. You just get to use your talking. You get to talk without the goddamn fucking text. Text messaging. Well, I'm going to text message. Well, I'm going to text message. Text message. So anyway, I don't know what I'm going to do with this sample grum. Maybe I'll post it today. Maybe I'll use it as a promotion for this evening's grum. Today, as I'm recording this, is a Sunday, and I'm fat, and I'm going to do, we're going to do the usual grum, 10 p.m. Eastern time. I'm fat. Oh, God, and I have indigestion. Doing yoga, cone indigestion is horrible because, you know, when you do the downward dog, it's like, oh, you got all this reflux going inside of your goiter and that sort of thing. Anyway, I guess I should stop at the Walgreens to get a cord on the way to my house now, and then I'll take Trotsky for a walk. And then there's a nice person spilling out some Mountain Dew. I'm driving, if, in case you don't know that. I don't know if this thing's in stereo. It might be. It might be in stereo. You might hear me in stereo. Woo, woo, woo. A woo, woo, woo. Voofed. There is a large woman wearing gigantic flowers. Yes. I don't want to tell you what race she is, because that could be considered racial. It's not necessary for you to understand the visual that I'm getting and therefore relaying to you. Okay. So I'm going to, there's a nice person looking like a junkie whore. Crack whores everywhere. People that are on that drug called Flannery. Is it called Flannery or something? Flannery O'Connor? Now, what's it called? Flatbush? No. That's a Brooklyn neighborhood where hip people... Oh, no, I can't turn... That's the other thing about Florida. So you can't make left turns for shit here. You got to do U-turns. So instead of going to this Walgreens, I'd have to do 7 U-turns. Oh, to get there. Oh, now I'm getting fucking... Yeah, I almost killed myself. I got 7 U-turns to goddamn get to this fucking store. I said, fuck it, you know? Because you have all... I don't understand this fucking place. Somehow other states manage to have roads where you don't have to do U-turns to get everywhere, but not Florida, that Jeb Bush, you know, made so fucking great. Yeah. Oh, when you can tint your windows here, but I don't have tinted windows because I didn't know that and all that sort of thing. I am obese. I'm a beast. My name's Madge. I'm fat. I am fat, 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 fat. Ding, 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 went the bell. I'm obese, beast, beast, went my, fat, 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 went my, obese, beast, beast, went the bell. Fat, 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 went the trolley. Yo, I'm fat, yo, I'm fat, yo, I'm fat. I wonder if there'd be enough room for me to post this at the beginning of the debate room. Maybe there will be, maybe there won't be. Oh, I don't know what's fintered happen with this. Oh, I don't know. I don't know that sort of thing. And all that sort of thing. Clang, clang, clang went the bell. Oh, there's the KFC. They have $5 fill-ups for fried food that makes my arteries block. Oh, I get to find out what my cholesterol level is on the 23rd. Can't wait for that. Excuse me, go. Okay, so now I'm getting close to my house. Oh, wow, they changed the BP to an Exxon. That's new. The Big Pussy. Did you know that's what BP stands for? Big Pussy. It used to be British Petroleum, then it was Beyond Petroleum. Then after the Exxon Valdez or whatever that Mississippi oil, New Orleans, Katrina oil spill, whatever that was, then they called it Big Pussy after the guy in Sopranos got killed and thrown into the water. And now it's just, I guess, Exxon. Yeah. So they had all that sort of thing. Fat being lesbian. Fat, fat, fatter, fattian. Fat, 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 lesbian. Okay, so now I'm turning left onto 39th Street. So this grum is probably the length of the time it took for me to get from Gateway, where my yoga class is, to my house in Oakland Park. And, and all that sort of thing, too. I am obese. So I'm going to just stop it when I get to this lesbian crossing. When I get to my house, I guess. It's going to be a little tricky because I have to turn the clicker. And then the security has to wave to me because, you know, that's how it go. I don't even know what my neighbors look like. I mean, they live upstairs. They're noisy. Hang on. They live upstairs. They're noisy. They're trashy. They're probably on cocaine. I have no idea who they are. I don't know what they look like. I think I'm going to have to, like, get one of those periscope things. That is that a periscope? Not the thing the kids are using, not the app, but the periscope, you know, that submarines use, where I can get it and look in their house. And that would be cool if I had one of those, but could, like, use it for spitballs, so I could, you know, launch spitballs into their goddamn house while they're talking loud with that fucking bitch. That loud fucking woman with her loud making, you know, she causes misogyny is what she does. Anyway, I'm home. And let's see, is this thing on? Let's see. Is it recording still? Sure looks like it is. 18 minutes. Not bad, so that's how long it took me to get home. I'll see you later, and hopefully somebody will hear this. And I don't know how my levels are or nothing. Bye.
Cheryl, you're such a fucking bitch. Oh, sure, I can be in the chat room, but I can't be on the goddamn grum with you. I'm too good for that. Once a week. As long as I get to share the money, though, that's fine. Is the commercial still on? God damn it. I did log on. Tell me how the fuck to log on. Where is the goddamn button? Show me where the goddamn button is. I'm not on the fucking VPN. You bitches are going to make me fucking shoot you all or something. My VPN is not the fuck on, okay? Is it? Nope. No VPN. What?
Hello?
Is the goddamn thing on yet or not?
Why are you so insufferable?
Well, listen. Get this to work. Why isn't it working, or is the commercial still on?
No.
What?
Matt, you don't want to watch commercials.
Yeah, but are the commercials still on? I'm just asking. Or is it my broken? Because it says I have no commercials. And then somebody said, watch, you got to sign on to goddamn Xfinity. Well, how the fuck? What?
Match.
What?
It's got commercials.
Oh, there. Okay. It's back now. Great. Are you going to watch it with me, Cheryl, or are you going to be a cunt?
I'll watch it for a little bit.
All right. That sounds nice.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, we're going to get money. All right, we have to get donations because Cheryl's here.
A lot of excitement in this room tonight, and no doubt.
Anderson Cooper just got fucked, and do you think he has cum in his butt?
State of Nevada. Yeah, do you think he's gonna load in his diaper?
Do you think he's gonna what?
Thanks for joining us. He's gonna load in his diaper.
Yeah, but he's got a plastic bag around it.
Before we dive into the issues, I want to quickly explain some of the ground rules tonight.
Oh, ground rules.
Podium for Joe there still.
Joe Biden. What the fuck? You know, I'm in a swing state, and they've been advertising, like, they've been having Joe Biden campaign messages, like, on TV.
Is he running now?
No, he's not running yet. It's, like, for people that want him to run. It's so fucked up.
Oh, God. And who
it's
are these
weird.
Other people? I've never heard of them ever.
They're all ugly. Well, they...
Yeah.
I think they're just, like, extras.
Candidates be able to introduce themselves to our audience.
The one that... Lincoln Chafee, the one on the far right, has the creepiest smile.
Governor
Chafee. This one.
Look
at his smile. He's so crooked-mouthed.
Not only will America
and he has this weird smile when he, that he forces.
Year, we also will be electing a world leader. Voters should assess the candidate's experience, character, and
look at how he parts that hair in the middle like the 80s.
That has been a mayor, a United States senator, and a governor.
Look at his lips, Cheryl. They look like a vagina sideways.
I was reelected.
Show my black. Look at that. Black.
What did it stop? The goddamn stop.
Senator,
oh, never mind.
I earned a reputation for courageous votes against the Bush
I've zoomed
tax
in on his lips, Madge, do it.
Against the tragedy.
How do you do that? I'll probably break
good
the
environmental
thing.
Stewardship.
Oh, there, I got the lips.
You can't have that go. Oh.
I got his lips.
Served on the Foreign Relations Committee.
His sideways vagina.
The Middle East
he has vagina dentata. Do you know what that is?
As governor, I came in at the depths of the recession.
Right,
we turned my state around. Rhode Island had the biggest drop of the unemployment rate.
Yeah, everybody cares about Rhode Island and your crooked mouth
state,
with vagina on
Nevada,
it.
Nevada, where we're having this debate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very
voofed.
Proud that over my almost 30 years of public service,
oh my God, time.
No scandals.
No scandals. Look at his fake smile, Cheryl.
Take the long-term view.
Watch his smile. And then how he, when he stops talking, the smile's like God.
High ethical standards.
He.
As we look to the future, I want to address the income inequality. Close the gap between the haves and the have-nots.
Is this one going to be like 3 hours long like the last one?
I don't know. I hope not. No, because Trump isn't on it. There's no ratings for this.
Prosperity through peace. I want to end these wars.
I'm ugly.
I look forward to the discussion ahead.
See how? Watch his smile.
Thank you very much, Governor.
It goes away like it's weird.
Senator Webb, you have
cunt wife.
Thank you. Now people are disgusted.
Look at his neck.
The way that
it doesn't fit. He's he needs to wear that new expandable collar. Did you see that advertised?
He's tight. His neck looks like a vagina. Him and Carly should be together and bump vagina neck.
But who was the other one that had... Somebody else had a neck vagina from the other debate. Who was it?
Yeah.
Remember?
And also, there's a proven record of
accomplishing
different things.
How could they?
I have a record of working across the political aisle.
Ryan
also
Murphy.
More than half of my professional life
Ryan Murphy?
In politics. In the independent
look, look at the chat. Is anything
an
exciting happening?
Lincoln Chafee's mouth is a Ryan Murphy creation, says Edith.
That means it's going to get raped.
Mopatit says I can't hear anything over Madge talking.
Well, you're not supposed to. It's a goddamn fucking commentary. If you don't want to hear the commentary, then watch goddamn CNN. You don't need us for fucking that.
You know,
oh, I'm sorry, Cheryl. What he's saying is so interesting.
Legislation and history, the post 9/11 FBI bill, brought justice reform out of the political shadows.
Nobody cares about this thing.
Discussion.
Who is he?
I led what later became called the strategic pivot to Asia 2 years before President Obama was elected. I know where my loyalties are. My mother grew up in the poverty of East Arkansas.
Oh, who cares?
Picking strawberries.
Was she black?
Three of her seven siblings died in childhood. My wife, Hung, came to
this
country as a refugee from war-torn
Vietnam. Oh, she's Hung.
Learned English, a language
she's
that
hung.
Not
learned English.
And earned her way into Cornell Law School.
I've got to get my clothes out of the dryer.
Amy works with disabled veterans.
I won't
Sarah
is an emergency.
I ordered my wife on the website.
Julia is a massage therapist.
Oh, great. His daughter gives out hand jobs.
My son, Jim, fought as an infantry marine on the bloody streets of Ramadi.
Can't hear.
You may be sure that in a Webb administration,
Ramadi,
the highest
Ramadi.
Priority
Let's get crazy.
She works in Vermont.
Who every day go out and make this country stronger at home.
Like me, I grum.
Reputation and security overseas.
I grum and complain.
Common sense foreign policy. Thank you.
Yes.
Governor O'Malley, you have 2 minutes.
My name is Martin O'Malley, former mayor of Baltimore, former governor of Maryland, a lifelong Democrat.
At least he's not ugly.
My husband.
He's the only one that isn't ugly.
My wife Katie and I.
Well, the others are vagina necks.
Grace and Tara and William and Jack.
Reed.
And like you, there is nothing we wouldn't do to give them healthier and better lives.
God.
There are some things that I have learned.
Oh my God, these people are so boring.
Than others. And after 15 years of executive experience,
no, snore.
I have learned
executive
how to be
experience.
An effective leader. Whether it was raising the minimum wage,
do you think Hillary's going to cry?
Schools the best in America, passing marriage equality.
I think Hillary's going to cry. That's in her strategy.
Safety legislation.
Where's Edith?
I have learned how to get things done.
Edith, comments, please.
Clear
comments from Edith needed.
Like someone suggested to call Edith.
Yeah.
I've never talked to Edith in real life. Edith, call me, Madge Weinstein on Skype.
We are creating jobs again.
She won't.
But we elected a president. Not
she's a recluse.
And there is urgent work that needs to be done right now.
She's like that grown,
she's got important things to do over at her house.
An economic injustice that threatens to tear our country.
She's take pictures of her neighbors. Askew blinds.
Does not solve itself.
They're
what? Talking about is this.
Their blinds are askew.
What did you think about that retard I saw at Starbucks?
70% of us earning the same or less than we were.
He's a good retard,
ago.
Right? With a crooked eye.
We need new leadership, and we need action. The sort of action that will actually make wages go
oh,
up.
Oh, great hand gestures.
American families. Our economy isn't money. It's people.
Tank.
It's all of our people. And so we must invest
yeah,
in
he's
our
not
country
bad
and
looking.
The potential of our kids.
I'd fuck his face
a
with my lips.
Option for all families instead of
tank.
Saddling our kids with a lifetime of crushing
voofed.
Debt.
Voofed.
And we must square our shoulders to the great
voofed.
Challenge of climate change and
unvoofed.
Make this threat our opportunity.
Climate change isn't real.
Is what we
how
make
dare
it.
You.
We are all in this together.
Oh,
the question in this election is
you,
whether
sweetheart.
You and I still have the ability to give our kids a better future. I believe we
Edith
do.
Says that Martin
that
O'Malley is responsible
for
the shitty policing in Baltimore
and, I need your help.
And cereal. That's what she said. Oh, God, that thing's going to be back soon, isn't
Governor
it?
Governor O'Malley, thank you very much. Senator Sanders.
Oh, no.
Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank
I
you, Anderson. My suit's
Americans
too big.
Understand that our country today faces a series of unprecedented crises. The middle class of this country for the last 40 years has been disappearing. Millions of Americans are working longer hours for lower wages, and yet almost all of the new income and wealth being created is going to the top 1%.
Yeah.
As a result of this disastrous
thank you, sweetheart.
Citizens United Supreme Court decision, our campaign finance system is corrupt and is undermining American democracy.
No,
millionaires and billionaires are pouring unbelievable sums of money into the political process in order to fund super PACs and to elect candidates
yeah.
who represent their interests, not the interests of working people.
That's true.
Today, the scientific community is virtually unanimous. Climate change is real. It is
virtually.
Caused by human activity. And we have a moral responsibility to transform our energy system away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency and sustainable energy and leave this planet a habitable planet for our children and our grandchildren.
That's true.
Today in America, we have more people in jail than any other country on earth. African American youth unemployment is 51%. Hispanic youth unemployment is 36%.
Oh.
It seems to me that instead of building
what?
More jails
Debbie Downer.
And providing more incarceration,
yeah, what about her family?
Maybe just
things
maybe
that matter.
We should be putting money
he's not a grandmother,
into education
though.
And jobs for our kids.
Yeah, but you're not a grandmother.
What this campaign is about is whether we can mobilize our people to take back our government from a handful of billionaires and create the vibrant
man.
Do you think he smells like mothballs?
But why didn't she talk about her family and her executive experience?
Who?
Bernie. Like the first few ones did.
Well, thank you. And thanks to everyone for hosting this first of the Democratic debates.
Yeah.
I'm Hillary Clinton. I have been proud and privileged to serve as First Lady, as a senator from New York, and as Secretary of State.
And I'm a bartender.
I'm the granddaughter of a factory worker and the grandmother of a wonderful one-year-old child. And every day, I think about what
we need to do. Does anyone give a shit about all that stuff? At least Bernie got down to business.
Is available, not just for her, but for all of our children. I have spent a very long time.
I was so worried she was going
to
look like shit.
For ways
she looks good,
the odds,
at least.
To help people have a chance to
fix it.
When she does like some of those testimonies, God, she looks so greasy and horrible.
God-given potential. I've traveled across our country over the last months listening and learning. And I've put forward specific plans about how we're going to create more good-paying jobs by investing in infrastructure and clean energy, by making it possible once again to invest in science and research.
What about podcasting?
Taking the opportunity posed by climate change to grow our economy.
What
the center of my campaign is how we're going
Isn't
to raise
he Jewish?
Wages. Yes, of course. Raise the minimum wage, but we have to do so much
is.
More.
But you never hear people talk about that. Then he'd
so
be the first Jewish
share
president.
Profits with the workers who helped
Bernie
to make
Sanders.
And then we have to figure out how
Jewish.
We're going to make the tax system a fairer one. Right now, the wealthy pay too little.
He is Jewish.
Mont Petit would like
so
you to turn your mic down.
I don't give a shit about Mont fucking Petit. All she does is fucking complain. Shut up.
Have to pay their fair share and have a series
too.
Of tax cuts for middle class families. And I want to do more to help us balance family and work. I believe in equal pay for equal work for women. But I also believe it's about time we had paid family leave for American families to join the rest of the world.
You tell a lot.
During the course of the evening tonight, I'll have a chance to lay out all of my plans and the work that I've done behind them. But for me, this is about bringing our country together again. And I will do everything I can to heal the divides. The
Feel
divides
my
economically
wound.
Because there's too much inequality, the racial divides, the continuing discrimination against the LGBT community, so that we will work together.
Hell yeah, that's
and
us.
Yes, finally, fathers will be able to say to their daughters, you too can grow up to be president.
Or fuck my pussy. Yeah, where's her flag pin?
I told my pussy that a large donation was.
Thank you all. It is time to start the debate. Are you all ready?
The larger donation, the more I'll turn my mic down.
Let's begin. We're going to be discussing a lot of the issues, many of the issues, important issues that you have brought up. But I want to begin with concerns that voters have about each of the candidates here on the stage.
I don't think those glasses look good on her.
Secretary Clinton, I want to start with you. Plenty of politicians evolve on issues, but even some Democrats believe you change your positions based on political expediency.
Never.
You were against same-sex marriage. Now you're for it. You defended President Obama's immigration policies. Now you say they're too harsh. You supported his trade deal dozens of times. You even called it the gold standard.
Okay.
Now, suddenly, last week, you're against it. Will you say anything to get elected?
Well, actually,
yes.
I have been very consistent over the course of my entire life. I have always fought for the same values and principles, but like most human beings, including those of us who run for office, I do absorb new information. I do look at what's happening in the world. You know, take the trade deal.
And I
did say when
mind.
I was Secretary of State 3 years ago that I hoped it would be the gold standard. It was just finally negotiated last week. And in looking at it, it didn't meet my standards. My standards for more new good jobs for Americans, for raising wages for Americans. And I want to make sure
she should just say,
look into the eyes of any middle class.
Open-minded people
say,
change their minds.
This will help raise
closed-minded
your wages,
people
and
don't.
I concluded I could not.
Even though she's full
Mr.
of
Clinton,
shit.
Clinton, though, with all due respect, the question is really about political expediency. Just in July, New Hampshire, you told the crowd, you, quote, take a backseat to no one when it comes to progressive values. Last month in Ohio, you said you
How come they didn't grill the Republicans
moderate
like
and center. Do you change your political identity based on who you're talking to?
Because they didn't get her.
I think that, like most people that I know, I have a range of views, but they are rooted in my values and my experience. And I don't take a backseat to anyone when it comes to progressive.
She takes it in the back door.
Progressive commitment.
Yeah.
You know, when
right?
I left law school, my first job was with the Children's Defense Fund.
Oh, of course.
And for all the years since, I have been focused on how we're going to unstack the deck and how we're going to make it possible for more people to have the experience I
Where did you get your neck
done? To be able to come from a grandfather who was a factory worker, a father who was a small business person.
Another candidate needs the referral.
Is Anderson really a bottom?
Just for the record, are you a progressive or are you a moderate?
I'm a progressive, but I'm a progressive who likes to get things done. And I know how to find common ground, and I know
That's
how
right.
to stand my ground, and I have proved that in every position that I've had, even dealing with Republicans who
That's
never
true.
Had a good word to say about me, honestly. But we found ways to work together
That's
on everything
true.
From reforming
That's
foster
true.
Care and adoption to the children's health insurance
That's
program, which
true.
Insures 8 million
Are you
kids.
Rubbing your
so
titty?
I have a long yeah. history of getting things done, rooted
That's
in
file my name.
I've always had.
Senator
That's
Sanders,
true.
A Gallup poll says half the country would not put a socialist in the White House. You call yourself a Democratic
That's
socialist.
True.
How can any
That's
kind of
smart.
Socialist win a general election in the United States?
Well, we're going to win because first we're going to explain what democratic socialism is.
What is it?
And what democratic socialism is about is saying that it is immoral and wrong that the top 0.1% in this country own
yeah,
almost 90%, almost own almost as much wealth as the bottom 90%.
I got duty in my pants.
Today, in a rigged economy, that 57% of all new income is going Ooh. To the top 1%. That when you look around the
I
world,
got a duty.
You see every other major country providing health care to all people as a right.
Can't you see him doing a catheter commercial if
you
he wasn't
every other
like
major
this?
Country saying to moms yeah. that when you have a baby, we're not going to separate you from your newborn baby because we are going to have. But we are going to have medical what? And family paid leave like every other country on earth. Those are some of the principles.
But Hillary said she's going to do that,
and
too.
I think we should look to countries like Denmark, like Sweden, and,
Say Gerdle.
And learn from what they have accomplished for their working people.
Say Gerdle.
Denmark is a country that has a population. Denmark is a country that has a population of 5.6 million people. The question is really about
How
electability
does it scale
here.
Out?
And that's what I'm trying to get at. You, the Republican Attack Act against you in a general election, it writes itself. You supported the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. You honeymooned in the Soviet Union. And just this weekend, you said you're not a capitalist. Doesn't that add right itself?
Did he really?
Well, first of all, let's look at the facts. The facts that are very simple. Republicans win when there is a low voter turnout, and that is what happened last November. 63% of the American people didn't vote, Anderson. 80% of young people didn't vote. We are bringing out huge
girdle.
Turnouts.
I need to
and
girdle.
Creating excitement all over this country. Democrats at the White House on down will win when there
girdle.
Is excitement and a large girdle. Turnout. And that is
girdle.
What this campaign is doing. You don't consider yourself a capitalist,
girdle.
Though. Do I consider myself part of the casino capitalist process by which so few have so much and so many have so little, by which Wall Street, greed and recklessness wreck this economy? No, I don't. I believe in a society where all people do well, not just a handful of billionaires.
So true.
So let me just be clear. Is there anybody else on the stage who's not a capitalist?
Well, let me just follow up on that, Anderson.
Package control messages.
When I think about
Oops.
Capitalism, I think about all the small businesses that were starting
oh,
because
small
we have
business.
The opportunity and the freedom
oh,
in our country
God.
For people to do that and to make a good living for themselves and their families.
I got a duty bad.
I don't think we should confuse
that was
what
Brazil.
You have to do every so often in America, which is save capitalism from itself. And I think what Senator Sanders is saying certainly makes sense in the terms of the inequality that we have. But we are not Denmark. I love Denmark. We are the United States of America.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
we're America.
To rein in the excesses of capitalism so that it doesn't run amok and doesn't cause the kind of inequities that we're seeing
yeah,
in our economic
enough, but
system.
Okay.
But we would be making a grave mistake to turn our backs on what built the greatest middle
yeah.
class in the history
Senator
of the world.
Senator Sanders?
I got my neck done with these other douches were out giving interviews.
Everybody is in agreement that we are a great entrepreneurial nation.
I got a duty bad.
That. Of course we have to support small and medium-sized businesses. But you can have all of the growth that you want, and it doesn't mean anything if all of the new income and wealth is going to the top 1%. So what we need to do is support small and medium.
I got a big duty in my pants.
The backbone of our economy.
Pant
but we have to make sure that every family in this country gets a
I need to change the voice.
We have a lot more on these issues, but I do want to just quickly get down, get everybody in on the question of electability. Governor Chafee, you've been everything but a socialist.
God, his
when you
were senator
from Rhode Island,
horrible.
You were a Republican. When you were elected governor, you were an independent. You've only been a Democrat for a little more than 2 years. Why should Democratic
Don't
voters
vote for
trust you won't change again?
Anderson, you're looking at a
yeah, he's got a cunt neck.
When it comes to the
right?
issues.
Yeah.
Well, like soft
he's got like a hole in his neck.
Did you hear what I said on the issues?
What did he say?
I have not changed on the issues. I was a liberal Republican, then I was an independent, and now I'm a proud Democrat, but I have not changed on the issues. And I open my record to scrutiny, whether it's
on
the environment, a woman's right to choose, gay marriage, fiscal responsibility,
vagina mouth,
aversion to foreign entanglement.
I have a big duty hole in my neck.
To help the less fortunate.
That better voice.
Time and time again, I have never changed. You're looking at a block of granite when it comes to the issue. So why
I have a big duty hole in my neck.
The party left me. There's no doubt about that. There was no room for a liberal, moderate Republican.
I have a big duty hole in my neck.
My
is that better?
2006. I won it.
I have a big beauty hole in my neck.
Let's just try for it.
The concern of voters about you is that you tout your record as Baltimore's
I have a big duty hole in my neck.
That's the one I like. In riots and violence in
I have a big duty hole in my neck.
Baltimore, also a Democrat,
he has a duty hole too, though.
Zero tolerance policies for sowing the seeds of unrest.
It's like a reverse Adam's apple.
Country when they see what's going on.
Is he having a change?
More than 7 years.
Sex change.
Actually, a I believe what she said was that there's a lot of policies that have led to this unrest. But Anderson, when I ran for mayor of Baltimore in 1999...
She actually, just for the record, when she was asked which policies to name two, she said zero tolerance. I mean, there's a number of old policies that we were seeing the result of that distrust of communities where communities don't want to step forward and say appeal to a three-year-old. It's a direct result of these failed policies.
Let's talk about this a little bit.
Isn't it nice to have a computer that can talk to you?
Heartbreaking
is it
night,
nice?
Unrest in Baltimore. Was it arrests that actually fallen... To a
I sure like being inside this
in
fancy computer.
Tragic death. Anderson, when I ran for mayor of Baltimore back in 1989, it was not because our city was doing well. It was because we had allowed ourselves to become the most violent, addicted, and abandoned city in America. And I ran and promised people that together we could turn that around. And we put our city on a path.
I kill black people in Baltimore, so that's nice about me.
Over the next 10 years. I did not make our city immune to setbacks.
He's boring, Cheryl. I don't care about him.
Including one for a family of seven who were firebombed in their sleep for picking up the phone in a poor African-American neighborhood and calling the police because of drug dealers on the
corner.
What is he talking about?
We've saved...
Do you have nap,
Baltimore in the last 15 years of people working together.
And boo,
the vast majority of them were young and poor.
I didn't see that one.
Oh,
I turned him down. He's annoying me. Did he say gay bar in the city?
Relations every single day that I was
in 1 year alone, though, 100,000 arrests were made in your city, a city of 640,000 people. The ACLU, the NAACP sued you, sued the city, and the city.
Hello, everybody. This is Aunt Boo. Listen,
hold on.
You know, I don't know what happened
for a commercial
today, but
it was settled.
I guess we didn't have commercials, I don't think, do they?
But they declined every year after that.
Who cares? This guy's boring.
Peace in our poor neighborhood.
If they bring Hillary back,
people could actually walk.
Surely, there was a bathroom demon out today.
Their loved ones.
So I took a picture and I posted it of some bull I found on top of the toilet in the bathroom. And I said, you know, video was coming soon. Gonna talk about it.
And it was about bringing people together.
How about a little later on,
you called affirmative action,
I run up on racism. Some nap bread
wrote an op-ed saying it discriminates against whites
in the bathroom.
Nearly half the Democratic Party
nap
is non-white.
Bread.
Aren't you out of step with where the Democratic Party is now?
No,
wait a minute.
I believe
you ain't never heard of Nat Bray.
Where the Democratic Party.
See, everybody down from the Wallace, Chinquapin, Burgaw area down there in North Carolina, they know what Nat Bray is. So let me explain what Nat Bray is to y'all.
And that is not determined.
Nat Bray takes place when you take a dookie and you wipe your butt and that tissue break off. Roll up in a little bitty ball. And then you have in there tissue,
what I have
dookie, and hair.
Is the idea that when we
that's Nat Bray.
Diversity
so I walk up in the stall, always rushing. You know, I walk in, look down.
White, struggling whites like the
Nat Bray.
Nat Bray.
Lying there on the floor. Listen, if you have Nat Bray, it's your Nat Bray. That's your dookie. Pick that little tissue up. Throw your nap bread in the toilet and flush it, you nasty buzzard. Nobody else want to walk in the bathroom and see your nap bread?
We're going to start with the guns. The shooting in Oregon earlier.
Wait, I want to hear guns.
Once again, it brought the issue of guns into the national conversation.
That was good.
Guns
have been the most discussed political topic.
We're going to talk about guns.
By 2-1. Senator Sanders, you voted against the Brady bill and mandated background checks and a waiting period. You also supported allowing riders to bring guns in checked bags on Amtrak trains. For a decade, you said that holding gun manufacturers legally responsible for mass shootings is a bad idea. Now you say you're reconsidering that. Which is it? Shield the gun companies from
I'm testing my levels for myself.
Let's begin, Anderson, by understanding that Bernie Sanders has a D-minus voting record from the NRA. Let's also understand
who has a D-?
I first ran for the United States Congress. Way back then, I told the gun owners of the state of Vermont, and I told the people of the state.
My
of Vermont,
vagina
a state
itches.
Which has
That's
virtually
a test.
No gun control, that I supported a ban on assault weapons. And over the years, I have strongly supported instant background checks, doing away with this terrible gun show loophole. And I think we've got
Cheryl, will you say something?
At the federal level in dealing with this.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Murkowski. Thank you.
Also, I believe, and I fought for. To understand that there are thousands of people in this country today who are suicidal, who are homicidal, but can't get the health care that they need, the mental health care, because they don't have the insurance or they're too poor. I believe that everybody in this country has a mental crisis, has got to get mental health counseling immediately.
Do you want to shield gun
Sounds
companies
fine.
From lawsuits?
There's nothing wrong with the levels.
This was a large and complicated bill.
Cunts.
There were provisions in it that I think made sense. For example, do I think... that a gun shop in the state of Vermont that sells legally a gun to somebody, and that somebody goes out and does something crazy, that gun shop owner should be held responsible. I don't. On the other hand, where you have manufacturers and where you have gun shops knowingly giving guns to criminals or aiding and abetting
nobody
that,
cares about murder.
Secretary Clinton, is Bernie Sanders tough enough on guns?
No. Not at all. I think we have to look at the fact that we lose 90 people a day from gun violence. This has gone on too long, and it's time the entire country stood up against the NRA. The majority of our country...
The podiums look like Wheel of Fortune.
...background checks, and even the majority of gun owners do.
CNN, 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 Facebook, CNN, CNN, Facebook, Facebook, CNN, Facebook.
Since it was passed, more than 2 million... prohibited purchases have been prevented.
During the angel, it's horrible.
Vote, as he said, for this immunity provision. I voted against it. I was in the Senate at the same time. It wasn't that complicated to me. It was pretty straightforward to me that he was going to give immunity to the only industry in America. Everybody else has to be accountable, but not the gun manufacturers. And
who wants
we need to,
talk?
To stand up and say enough of that. We're not going to let it continue.
We're going to bring you on this, but Senator Sanders, you have to respond.
Senator, from a rural state, what I can tell Secretary Clinton, that all the shouting in the world is not going to do what I would hope all of us want.
Oh, don't shout at me.
Guns out of the hands of people who should not have those guns and end this horrible violence that we are seeing.
Oh, really?
I believe that there is a consensus in this country. A consensus that said we need to strengthen and expand instant background checks, do away with this gun show loophole, that we have to address the issue of mental health, that we have to deal with the straw man purchasing issue, and that when we develop that
and I got a duty.
Senator. We can finally do something to address this.
Governor O'Malley, you passed gun legislation as governor of Maryland, but you had a Democratic
controlled legislature. Someone says plot twist, Bernie Sanders is actually Phil.
The massacre is in Aurora in Charleston. How can you?
And Anderson, I also had to overcome a lot of opposition and the leadership of my own party to get this done. Look, it's fine to talk about all of these things, and I'm glad
you want
to
write a poem,
I've actually done them.
Sorry.
We passed comprehensive gun safety legislation, not by looking at the pollings or looking at the, at what the polls said. We actually did it. And Anderson, here tonight, in our audience, are two people that make this issue very, very real. Sandy and Lonnie Phillips.
Where's Debbie?
Oh my goodness.
Their daughter, working. Jessie.
God damn it.
Was one of those who
She's
lost
such a
their
cunt.
Lives in that awful mass shooting in Aurora.
Oh my goodness.
Now, to try to transform their grief, they went to court, where sometimes progress does happen when you file in court. But in this case, you want to talk about a rigged game, Senator? The game was rigged. A man had sold 4,000
Oh, her neck looks wrinklier
rounds.
Now. She shouldn't have turned.
She should not turn.
She should not turn.
That killed their daughter.
Turn your body, too.
With 5 bullets. And he didn't even ask where it was going. And not only did their case get thrown out of court.
He's
going
to be her VP.
They were slapped.
You see that look?
$200,000 in court fees.
She's going to be.
NRA gets its way in our
Hey, this guy's going to be Hitler. Hitler, he's
right. It's time to stand up and pass comprehensive gun safety legislation as a nation.
What about burning?
I think the governor gave a very good example about the weaknesses in that law, and I think we have to take another look at it. But here is the point, Governor. We can raise our voices. But I come from a rural state.
What do you mean, raise your voices?
Views on gun control in rural states are different than in urban states, whether we like it or not.
Negativity.
Our job is to bring people together around strong, common sense gun legislation. I think there is a vast majority in this country who want to do the right thing. And I intend to lead the country
little
in bringing
girl.
Our people together
Senator,
on that
me.
Issue.
Senator,
little girl,
excuse
me.
Rural. Senator, was not
Let's
about rural
pay 2,000.
Have you ever been to the Eastern Shore? Have you ever been to Western Maryland? We were able to pass this in
No, I've never been there.
Traditions of people who live in our rural areas.
But I got to drop a load.
By leading with principle, not by pandering to the NRA.
Who does Edith like?
I don't think I'm pandering. But
I think she likes Bernie.
Been in the United States Congress.
Check
it out. And if you think... If
what
you
did she say?
That we
what did she go ha-ha-ha about?
Simply go forward.
I missed
pass
that. I was talking.
Without bringing people together, you are surely
Let me bring
mistaken.
In somebody who has a different viewpoint. Senator Webb, your rating from the NRA...
On my web?
A rating from the NRA. You said gun violence goes down when more people are allowed to carry guns.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
More people to be armed
One of them?
In response to a mass shooting.
Look, there are two fundamental issues that are involved in this discussion.
Where's my on my web?
With respect to both of them.
Where's,
first
why
is the
my
issue
collar so
of who
tight?
Should be kept from having guns and using firearms. And
my
we have done not a good
stink.
Job on that. A lot of them are criminals, and a lot of the people are getting killed are members
Didn't
of gangs.
Didn't somebody tell him
areas,
that his shirt is too small?
In the shooting in Virginia Tech. In 07, this
sure.
individual had
can't
received,
think because
medical care
his head is getting larger because his blood supply is cut off.
So well, that's probably why he likes
checks.
Guns.
We need to keep the people who should not have guns away from them.
Oh, that's easy.
Can't talk, he can't
the
move.
Tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family.
I want a nuclear weapon, Cheryl. Can I have one? It's in the Constitution.
Back and forth here for 10 minutes here. There are people at high levels in this government who have...
I can't find my on my web clip.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that and deserves
what?
The right to be able to protect their family.
Where's my purse?
Governor Chafee, you have an F rating from the NRA. What do you think about what Senator Webb just said?
Yeah.
I have a good record of voting for common sense gun safety legislation, but the reality is, despite these tragedies that happen time and time again... When legislators step up to pass common sense gun safety legislation, the gun lobby moves in and tells the people they're coming to take away your guns. And they're successful at it. In Colorado and other states, the legislators that vote for common sense gun safety measures can get defeated. They even saw in Rhode Island. So I would bring the gun lobby in and say, we've got to change this. Where can we find common ground?
Wayne LaPierre from the NRA, whoever it is, the leaders. Come on, we've got to change this. We're Thank not you. Coming to take away your guns. We believe in the Second Amendment, but let's find common ground here.
I like it in the fight.
The NRA wrote to everyone in our state. When the NRA wrote to the members in our state and told people with hunting traditions lies about what our comprehensive gun safety legislation is, I wrote right back to them and laid out what it actually did.
Who cares about the fucking hunters?
Pass it, but the NRA
the hunters aren't the people that need to be protected. It's the fucking children.
I want to move on to another issue, which is in headlines right now. Another crisis making headline. Secretary Clinton, Russia.
I think that Anderson is a mess before this.
Bombing. I'm sure.
You spearheaded the reset in Russia. Did you underestimate the Russians and as president? What would your response to Vladimir Putin be right now in Syria?
First of all, we got a lot of business done with the Russians when Medvedev was the president and not Putin. We got a nuclear arms deal. We got the Iranian sanctions. We got an ability to bring important material and equipment to our soldiers in Afghanistan. There's no doubt that when Putin came back in and said he was going to be president, that did change the relationship.
Yeah.
We have to stand up to his bullying, and specifically in Syria, it is important.
Syria.
I applaud the administration because they are engaged in talks right now with the Russians to make
clear that they've got to be part of
a solution to try to end that bloody conflict and to provide safe zones.
She has blood coming out of her whatever.
Flooding out of Syria at the rate they are. And I think it's important, too, that the United States make it very clear to Putin that it's not acceptable for him to be in Syria, creating more chaos, bombing people on behalf of Assad. And we can't do that if we don't take more of a leadership position, which is what I'm advocating.
Senator Sanders, what would you do differently?
Well, let's understand that when we talk about Syria, you're talking about a quagmire in a quagmire. You're talking about groups of people trying to overthrow Assad, other groups of people fighting ISIS, using their guns to overthrow
Assad. Is Muppets a Republican?
She's a fucking libertarian mess.
Even though it's raining off and on all day long, I'm going to try to grill today. So today on the menu we're having grilled eggplant burgers.
Mad,
I love her hair. Like,
can we talk about Matt Peters and his amazing videos and Brad's amazing Simply Sarah?
Yeah, send me the links now.
You've been watching them?
Yeah, but I save stuff for Grum, unlike some people.
Who should be leading the effort? We should be supportive, but I do not support American ground troops in Syria.
On this issue of foreign policy, I want to go to
Dennebash. Nobody does, Senator Sanders.
I want to go to Dennebash,
Governor Chafee, you were the only Republican in the Senate to vote against the Iraq War. You say Secretary Clinton should be disqualified from the presidency because she voted in favor of using force in Iraq. She has since said that her vote was a mistake. Why isn't that good enough?
We just heard Senator Sanders say that it's the worst decision in American history. That's very significant. The worst decision in American history. I just heard from Senator Sanders. So as we look ahead,
welcome to another edition of Baking with Brad. Today,
in our history, we're gonna make the Vietnam era, getting back into another
pizza. I've already preheated my oven to 425 degree. Then you open the box.
I have to breathe for him.
Take off the plastic.
He's questioning your judgment.
Well, I recall very well being on a debate stage, I think about 25 times.
Where's the Matt Peters? I want Matt Peters. But is Matt Peters in this? State.
He valued my judgment.
I want to see Matt Peters.
It's live.
In the Situation Room, going over some very difficult issues.
I'm going to add some ingredients to taste.
What I said was
I like olives.
I hate olives.
Put some on there to
taste. I like anchovies.
Just because, I like it different. You can add whatever you want, like onions or peppers
or tomatoes
or.
And frankly, posing a threat to our friends and neighbors in the region.
Is this Matt Peters' boyfriend?
I think whether you're talking about the tough decision that
Tissue queen. Putting together that coalition. What's a tissue queen?
Sanctions on Iran. Up, turning. Up.
Senator Sanders, I want to bring you in here. My question for you is, as a congressman, you voted against the Iraq War. You
good breathing.
The Gulf War. You're just talking about Syria, but under what circumstances would a President Sanders actually...
Those are green olives.
Let me just respond to something the Secretary said. First of all, she is talking about, as I understand...
Okay, I'll put this in the oven, and we'll see what it's done.
...situation could lead to real problems.
He's kind of good-looking, though. Is that Matt Peter's boyfriend for real?
From President
Biden. I know he had a boyfriend.
Don Rumsfeld.
Okay, give me the next one.
About why
it's
we
the next one.
Saddam Hussein get involved in the war.
Look at all these videos.
Go to BernieSanders.com. Hear what I said in 2002.
And welcome to another episode of The Bad. What about the destabilization? Today's episode, we're going to have the purpose of eating sandwich.
I think the president is trying very hard
over here.
A tough needle.
A twink I already dragged back from the bar. Perfectly seasoned to your taste.
To taste.
Getting us on the ground there. And that's
they
the
don't hear.
We should have.
But Senator Sanders, you didn't
it's
answer
real
the
dark.
Under what... Under what circumstances would you actually
dark.
Use force?
Well, obviously,
little puppy
I voted
in the there, yep.
So
and then, I voted now, I already did it, but I had the oven already. So what I had to do...
In Afghanistan, when our country was threatened, or when...
I had to go pick up some food, and I had to get my friend home.
Where's his coffee maker?
To address the major crises in this country. I do not support... The United States getting involved in unilateral action.
Think about my husband, Jamie. He got us some McDonald's. Was a happy sandwich. Then we got us some Ed McMiffin. Hey, there you go. Thank you very much. See you next time.
Should be the last option. What
this is much better than the debate.
About, and I would support Senator Sanders on this.
Are they fapping?
To Iraq under false pretenses and telling us as a people that they were weapons.
We're going to upset us and bring the towel today. I'm so
one of the worst
players
in modern
Korean ice cube
the
soup.
The reason why people remain
ice cube soup
is because people a lot of
I've got some off cubes already dosed and ready to go.
And I remember being at a
what
before
we're gonna do is
people were talking and saying, well, it'll take 50 years.
Off cubes.
And I thought, has this world gone
put them in the bowl.
Whenever we go, and contrary to John Quincy Adams' advice, searching the world for monsters to destroy, and when we use political might to take up.
That looks like an iPhone 5, 6S.
Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going
to take want to use military
it's about keep rolling it.
I believe that as president, I would not be so quick.
All right.
Military tool.
Soup gun. We'll try.
Actually, Secretary, it would be a mistake. You have to enforce no-fly zones. And I believe especially with the Russians.
Can you play Soup's Gun again?
Because of an accident that we would deeply regret. I support President Obama.
All right.
I think we have to play a long
soup
game.
Soup gun.
I will try. Invasion of Syria.
Soup down.
On the campaign trail, you've been saying that Secretary Clinton is always quick to vote for the military intervention. Senator Secretary Clinton, you can respond.
Well,
I look at the face, the lips.
Well, yes, you'll be coming in next. But she was
so good. Warner,
Warner,
a pair of off cubes. So just got milk on your tongue.
Lots of things coming from all directions.
So good. But no, I'm so super bad. It's a thing out there. I'll see you next time.
Now, we endorsed the president in 2008.
It's funny.
And I
love
Meg. Is that the last one?
No, one more.
In that campaign, and I consider him obviously a
well,
friend.
The special dishes. If we go today on the show,
talk going on here.
Blake
we are
is
already flying.
Go
in Syria,
drink the sea.
Just as we are flying in Iraq. The president
he added
has
some
made a very tough decision.
Oops.
What I believe and
some
why
salt,
I have
some pepper,
that the no-fly zone
minced garlic
taste,
and some onion powder to his taste.
Not
I'm
really,
figure
but
out what leverage
anyway,
we
how's
to get Russia to the table? You know, diplomacy
so
is not about getting to the perfect solution.
He's not having this.
It's worded.
I can't do this.
Inside the administration, this is being hotly debated.
But he didn't say that. He didn't say, see you next time, and simple share after that.
Russians have to deal with everybody in the region to begin to move toward a political, diplomatic solution in Syria.
Senator Webb, you said as president you would never use military force in Libya and that the attack on the U.S. consul in Benghazi was, in your words, inevitable.
Are we on Benghazi
Secretary
now?
Secretary Clinton have seen that attack coming.
Look, let's start.
What's wrong with his neck?
10 minutes. Let's start with why Russia is in Syria right now. There are three strategic failings that have allowed this to occur. The first was the invasion of Iraq, which destabilized elements in Iraq and empowered Iran. The second was the Arab Spring, which created huge vacuums in Libya and in Syria that allowed terrorist movements to move in there. And the third was the recent deal allowing Iran to move forward and eventually acquire a nuclear weapon, which sent bad signals, bad body language into the region about whether we are acquiescing in Iran becoming a stronger piece of the formula in that part of the world. Now,
God, these people are boring.
5 years in the Pentagon and who opposed the war.
Good thing about getting heavier is you have no wrinkles.
I fought in Vietnam. But if you want a place where we need to be in terms of our national strategy, a focus, the greatest strategic threat that we have right now is resolving our relationship with China.
My vagina itches.
We need to do this because of their aggression in the region. We need to do it because of the way they treat their own people. And I would say this. I've been waiting for 10 minutes.
Bookkeeping is inevitable.
You're over your time.
Blind.
You've let a lot of people go over their time.
Do
the unelected authoritarian government of China, you do not own the South China Sea. You do not have the right to conduct cyber warfare against tens of millions of American citizens. And in a Webb administration, we will do something about that.
Senator Sanders, I want you to be able to respond.
Pardon me? I'd like you to be able to respond.
I think Mr. Putin is going to regret...
I'm coming from caught Mexican dish.
I think...
what's that in her hair?
When he gets into that...
He doesn't seem to be the type of guy to regret a lot.
On the bottom.
Well, I think he is already regretting what he did in Crimea and what he is doing...
Is this Matt Peters again?
He is really regretting...
We're cleaning out the fridge, too, to get rid of this stuff.
And I think what he is trying to do now is save some face.
Jalapeno.
I think when Russians get killed in Syria and when he gets bogged down...
If you like it spicy, leave it alone.
Russian people are going to give him a message that maybe they should come home. Maybe they should start working with the United States to rectify the situation.
Oh, look, a coffee grinder.
On campaign trail, Governor Webb has said that he would never use military force in Libya and that the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi was inevitable. Should you have seen that?
Well, let's remember what was going on. We had a murderous dictator, Gaddafi, who had American blood on his hands.
Did they talk about emails yet?
I'm sure you remember, threatening to massacre large numbers of the Libyan people. We had our closest allies in Europe burning up the phone lines, begging us to help them try to prevent what they saw as a mass genocide, in their words.
We had Arabs standing
by our side saying, we want you to help us deal with Gaddafi.
Please download this. There's some clips in there for you, man.
All right.
Is that the United States will not...
Let me know when you got it so I can delete it.
Essential, unique capabilities that we have.
Can I save it to my duty
hall? The Europeans and the Arabs had to be first over the line. We did not put one single American soldier on the ground in Libya. And I'll say this for the Libyan
people. But American
people.
Citizens did lose their lives in Benghazi.
I'll get to that. But I think it's important since I understand
Luftenicke.
Peter Webb's very strong feelings about this.
I like it when she says Luftenicke.
That's next.
Luftenicke, all right, thank you. Bloatedlesbian@gmail.com.
That's perfect.
The first time since 1951.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Luftenicke.
Moderates. They voted
for democracy.
Luftenicke.
Because of the Arab Spring, because of a lot of other things, there was turmoil.
Luftenicke, all right, thank you.
You believe the United States...
Give donation, girls.
...to any place that is dangerous, which...
Have a good one, girls.
Then when we send them forth, there is...
I said, I don't fuck any blacks.
...for danger and risk.
Anderson, I think we are learning...
Luftenicke.
I think there's lessons to be learned from Benghazi. And those lessons are...
Well, I downloaded it. We need to do a much better job
as a nation of having human intelligence on the ground. So
feces.
That we know who the emerging next-generation leaders are that are going to replace a dictator when his time ends. And I
believe you. Fuck you. Great, 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 great. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
God, this debate sucks. Why don't they have a Donald Trump to make it interesting?
Better decisions in Syria today.
Such a bore.
They have wings.
Senator Webb, I want you to be able to
thank you.
Anderson,
I'd like to
say they have wings.
This is not about Benghazi per se.
I need more Grum clips.
Inevitability of something
that's true.
I'm bored.
The way that we intervened in
Can
Libya.
Somebody in that Grum audience no give me some that's
risk.
True
no
isolates?
No threat of attack or imminent attack.
I don't think anyone's made those, but that would be really good.
To come to the Congress.
Here's Fetus McMuffin.
Request authority to use military force in that situation. I called for it on the
phenomena of or I lose the bet.
That
is true.
You should isolate that. Yeah.
Try to get to the triple
if these fucking
today.
Debaters would shut the Christ up, I could.
Secretary Webb, you
served in Vietnam. Our experience of life by how we choose.
As Marine in Vietnam,
this is absolutely impossible. How can they expect us to work under these conditions? And we were at least aware enough to recognize that this is exactly what everybody has been saying. And then we get here and we see, yes, it's true.
True. Exactly. Giga wants us to listen to the debate.
Oh, fine.
As long as they go through the legal process that our country requires, I respect that. And
it's
would be
boring.
For the voters to decide, you know, whether Senator Sanders or anyone else should be president. I will say this: coming from the position that I've come from, what I've come from a military family, with my brother a Marine, my son was a Marine.
Nobody cares about Jim Webb.
At the same time as we're helping our teammates, that's true. I feel something moving up. That's true. Now I see an inspector who's kind of walking around where the warehouse was, perhaps.
Let me applaud my friend Webb for his service to this country in so many ways.
Thank you.
Jim and I, under Jim's leadership, as he indicated, passed the most significant veterans education bill in recent history. We followed suit.
Seems that people on Twitter are enjoying Mr. Webb and his collar.
Healthcare legislation.
That's so?
In the modern history of
you mean like the masses?
When I was a young man.
Is everybody else watching Simply Sarah in the web?
Mm-hmm. When I was a young man, I strongly opposed the war in Vietnam. Not the brave men like Jim who fought in that war, but the policy which got us involved in that war. That was my view then.
Did you see that our friend is getting, your fatty is getting famous? He's going to have a TV show.
I supported
no, he's not.
Yes, he is that fatty from Tim, the one Tim always plays, the disgusting.
What?
You didn't see the story?
No, that he's going to have a TV show?
Yes.
Yes, I happen to believe.
You have to read the story. It was on the Facebook.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was an NPR. It was like an AP story. About him.
I fucking hate her. She should die.
He weighs 800 pounds, but they wanted to get him on 600 pound life, but they said he's too fat.
What is the greatest national security?
He's worse than, what's your name?
I just have to answer one thing that Senator Webb said about the Iran deal, because I'm a strong proponent of what President Obama, and he said that...
Will somebody find the link of that fatty?
That enabled Russia to come in.
I'm looking.
That's not true, Senator Webb. I respect your foreign
policy. Senator Webb.
Chops, but...
Chops.
Russia is aligned with Iran and with Assad.
They're all senile. This is the problem, except for Hillary.
So that the Iran deal did not...
Okay, Senator,
I've got to
give you 30 seconds to respond.
Oh, Taffy has a nice shirt.
I believe that...
I found it.
...signal that we
sent... Big story at AP, that makes
Iran
sense.
...the Iran nuclear deal was...
Stephen Asante.
...was that we are accepting Iran's
also
greater
position...
Also known as
Fatty Von Fatter.
Did you see the video of him yelling at the nurse and, like, berating her?
No.
And the Sunnis represent... Oh, he's horrible.
...regime and Iran. It
I always hated her, you know that.
...and I think it encouraged... The acts that we've seen in the past several weeks.
30 seconds for each of you. Governor Chafee, what is the greatest national security threat to the United States?
My vagina.
It's certainly the chaos in the Middle East. There's no doubt about it. It all started with the Iraq invasion.
Governor O'Malley?
I believe that nuclear Iran remains the biggest threat, along with the spread of ISIL. Climate change, of course, makes cascading threats even worse.
Secretary Clinton, the greatest national security threat?
I think it has to be continuing threat from the spread of nuclear weapons, nuclear material that can fall into the wrong hands. I know the terrorists are constantly seeking it, and that's why we have to stay vigilant, but also united around the world to prevent that.
Senator Sanders, greatest national security.
The scientific community is
telling us. He's not going to have a TV show.
The global crisis.
That was not a good answer for Hillary.
Transform our energy system away from fossil fuel to sustainable energy. The planet that we're going to be leaving our kids and our grandchildren may well not be habitable. That is a major crisis.
Senator Webb.
Our greatest long-term strategic challenge is our relation with China. Our greatest day-to-day threat is cyber warfare against this country. Our greatest military operational threat is resolving these situations in the Middle East.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Do these
All
candidates see eye to eye on an issue that is driving a big wedge between Republicans? That is next. We'll be right back.
Oh, God. Thank God, a commercial. Does the audience like this? Should we just stop doing it? I hate it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, let's watch more good videos. Show me something
Matt,
nice.
He's not going to have his own show.
Yes, he is. He's going to have his own show, and then he's going to be on my 600-pound nose garden.
Yeah, right.
All right, banana bread. Then.
When you need glasses...
God damn it, Sarah. Do you have to be so greedy, not only with your food, but with your YouTube videos?
Voofed.
Yeah, voofed is right. Damn right.
Hungry.
What? Bubble tin and
oh, red hair.
Today in the show,
red
we're
hair.
Going to make banana bread in a bowl.
Do you see her hair?
I've
it's red.
I've got 1/3 cup of Meldo butter.
Meldo.
1 egg.
What's Meldo butter?
4 bananas that's been was really ripe and just mashed them up.
Vanilla.
A teaspoon of vanilla.
That's a tablespoon, I think. I don't know what it is.
And then we're just going to give this a stir.
She actually measured it. I can't believe it.
Now,
that.
You can use, if you don't want sugar, you can use honey or agave. So if you see any big lumps of banana, just mash
your
them
body.
Up.
I see
and
big
then
lumps.
And this bowl,
all over you.
I have got 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, a pinch of some salt.
Is this a new black video?
Yeah, just, I mean, the beginning part, he says,
all right, paint.
This is, I call it a haunted tree in a burning forest. That's the inspirational up there. Just one more comparison.
Really good.
Here's John Bonds.
Just from Retards?
Hi.
And there's Samuel showing up as always.
Is this Arts of Life kind of place with Retards?
Yeah.
By a forest fire.
I hope so.
Thank you, Sam.
Looks like a vagina. Wow, Matt Peters has really been studying that, Sarah.
Yes.
He's doing a nice job with that.
Yes, love Matt Peters.
I like the McDonald's sandwich. I have an assignment for Matt Peters. I would like you to go to a drive-thru and videotape you being Simply Sarah at McDonald's.
Yeah.
2 Big Macs, please. I guess it wouldn't be that funny. Never mind.
Don't sit down.
Hamburgers are done.
Know what it's time for?
Another episode of Simply Sarah.
Matt, you're in a very good mood tonight.
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't mean to be.
Usually you're yelling at me. You're pissed off.
You know why? Because I'm grateful that somebody else showed up for this.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today on the show, we're going to be making happy patty.
I thought I was going to be lesbian with the girls.
And I'm
well, that would probably be better, though.
I mean, movies with a lesbian.
On the bone with lettuce, tomato, and steak. Okay, in a bowl, I've already got 16 ounces of...
Honestly, you know why I did this drum today? I wasn't going to do it. Will you stop? Okay, I'll yell at you. Stop being that fucking noise. Because my therapist told me to.
Told you to what?
To do this drum.
Why?
Because he did. He gives me assignments, and he said I'm being lazy. For not growing.
Well, that's true. Ain't that true?
The questions continue. We begin with Secretary Clinton. Secretary Clinton, you are going to be testifying before Congress next week about your emails. For the last 8 months, you haven't been able to put this issue behind you. You dismissed it. You joked about it. You called it a mistake. What does that say about your ability to handle far more challenging crises as president?
Well, I've taken responsibility for it. I did say it was a mistake. What I did was allowed by the State Department, but it wasn't the best choice. And I have been as transparent as I know to be, turning over 55,000 pages of my emails, asking that they be made public. And you're right, I am going to be testifying. I've been asking to testify for some time and to do it in public, which was not originally agreed to.
Hi, honey.
But let's just take a minute here and point out that this committee is basically an arm of the Republican National Committee. It is a partisan vehicle, as admitted by the House Republican Majority Leader, Mr. McCarthy.
Where's my
purse? To drive down my poll numbers, big
McCarthy,
surprise.
That's a great
that's
name.
What they have attempted to do. I am
still a great name, man.
I am happy to McCarthy, be part of this debate, and I intend to keep talking about the issues that matter to the American people. You know, I believe strongly that we need to be talking about what people talk to me about. Like, how are we going to make college affordable? How are we going to pay down student debt? How are we going to
strange
get
mother
care for everybody? And
Secretary Clinton, with all due respect, it's a little hard. I mean, isn't it a little bit hard for you to call this just a partisan issue? There's an FBI investigation.
Why does it keep saying with all due respect?
2 years ago, said this is a legitimate issue.
Well, I didn't. I never said it wasn't legitimate. I said that I have answered all the questions, and I will certainly be doing so again before this committee. But I think it would be really unfair not to look at the entire picture. This committee has spent $4.5 million of taxpayer money, and they said that they were trying to figure out what we could do better to protect our diplomats so that something like Benghazi wouldn't happen again. There were already 7 committee reports.
Change
about
the subject.
What to do.
Pivot.
So I think it's pretty
pivot,
clear
Hillary.
What
pivot.
Their obvious goal is, but I'll be there. I'll answer their questions. But tonight, I want to talk not about my emails, but about what the American people want from the next president of the United States.
Let me say something that may not be great.
Yeah, that's your duty.
But I think
you want duty for him?
Yeah.
And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Me too.
You know, the middle class, Anderson. And let me say something about the media as well. I go around the country, talk to a whole lot of people. Middle class of this country is collapsing. We have 27 million people living in poverty. We have massive wealth and income inequality. Our trade policies have cost us millions of decent jobs. The American people want to know whether we're going to have a democracy or an oligarchy as a result of Citizens United. Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing
Cheryl,
America.
I just realized Bernie Sanders is my dad. Look, he's
very popular.
Standing ovation.
Thank you. Hold on.
Yeah.
I know that plays well in this room, but I got to be honest, Governor Chafee, for the record, on the campaign trail, you've said a different thing. You said this is a huge issue. Standing here in front of Secretary Clinton, are you willing to say that to her face?
Absolutely. We have to repair American credibility after we told the world that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
Wait. Saddam
Hussein has cancer. Whoopee.
And a world leader.
Finally, I had a clip ready.
Credibility is an issue out there with the world, and we have repair work to be done. I think we need someone that has the best in ethical standards.
You're an idiot.
Secretary Clinton, do you want to respond?
No.
Do you think Manson's wrong?
Governor O'Malley.
That's awesome. She just said no.
But a lot of people do want to know these answers. Governor O'Malley, you expressed concern
Anderson, you're out of control,
the Democratic
you bottom.
Party is, and I quote, being defined by Hillary Clinton's email scandal. You heard her answer.
He's definitely not a power bottom.
I believe that now that we're finally having debates, Anderson, that we don't have to be defined by the email scandal and how many what the FBI is asking about it. Instead, we can talk about it, affordable college, making college debt free, and all the issues, which is...
I want to put my big cock in your pussy.
Mm-hmm. How glad we are, actually, to be talking about the issues that matter most to people around their kitchen table. We need to get wages to go up. College more affordable.
Thank
you, Governor.
You want to write a poem, honey?
...of race in America. For that, I want to start off with Don Lemon. Don?
All right, Anderson, thank you very much. Sure. Not sure how to follow that, but this question is about something that has tripped some of the candidates up.
What would you be on the dollar bill if you were a lesbian?
Can't hear me in the room.
That's a hater.
Okay, here we go again. As I said,
my question
is... they're fucked up, CNN.
Do black lives matter, or do all lives matter?
Oh,
the question from Arthur in Des Moines
well,
is,
there we go.
Black lives matter or do all lives matter?
Does CNN fuck up? Yes. Standard.
Black lives matter. And the reason those words matter
wait a
is
second.
The African-American community knows that on any given day,
they're going to stop me from speaking.
An innocent person like Sandra Bland can get into a car, and then 3 days later, she's going to end up dead in jail. Or their kids are going to get shot. We need to combat institutional racism from top to bottom. And we need major, major reforms in a broken criminal justice system.
Wow.
In which we have more people in jail than China.
Coons.
And what? I intend
He's
to
being
tackle
racist.
That issue. To make sure that our people have education and jobs rather than jail.
Coons.
Governor, listen to him.
Governor O'Malley.
Terrible.
Governor O'Malley, the question from Arthur was, do all lives matter?
Yeah, and Anderson, the point that the Black Lives Matter movement is making is a very, very legitimate
I'm not sure
and
which
serious
duty to
point.
Play.
And that is that as a nation, we have undervalued the lives of black lives.
It didn't answer the question.
When I ran for mayor of Baltimore, we were burying over 350 young men every single year, mostly young and poor and black. And I said to our legislature at the time when I appeared in front of them as a mayor that if we were burying
Deborah's here.
White, young, poor
Deborah,
men,
is that really you? Why aren't you on the fucking ground,
we would be marching
then?
In the streets, and there
work.
Would be a different reaction.
We'll call the fuck
black
in, bitch. You have
matter,
Skype.
And we have a lot of work to do to reform
Jesus
our criminal
Christ.
Justice
Deborah.
System and to address race relations in our
call
country.
In.
Secretary Clinton, what would you do for
you're gonna get raped.
In this country that President Obama couldn't?
Well, I think that President Obama has been a great moral leader on these issues and has laid out an agenda
like
that
anymore.
Has been obstructed by the Republicans.
Oh, I don't know why.
I don't either.
So what we need to be doing is not only reforming criminal justice. I have talked about that at some length, including things like body cameras. But we also need to be following the recommendations of the commission that President Obama impaneled on policing. There is an agenda there that
I need
we need
a,
to be
Osama
following
bin
up
Laden
on.
Reference,
similarly,
please.
We need to tackle mass incarceration. And this may be the only bipartisan issue in the Congress this year. We
wait, how can she then answer whether black lives matter?
Because I guess they don't.
We cannot keep imprisoning more people than anybody else in the world. But I believe that the debate and discussion has to go further, Anderson.
Brown lives matter.
We've got to do more about the lives of these children. That's why I started off by saying we need to be committed
they have hunches
to making it possible for every child to live up to his or her God-given potential. That is
Thank
really
you,
hard to do if you don't have early childhood education,
Senator.
If you don't have schools that are able to meet the needs of the people who are good housing. There's a long list. We need a new deal for communities of color.
Senator Webb.
I hope I get that kind of time.
As the President of the United States, every life in this country matters. At the same time, I believe
all
I can
lives.
Say to you, I have had a long
Except
history
for children.
Of working with the situation of African Americans. We're talking about criminal
born
justice.
Born children
reform.
Don't
I
matter, only unborn children.
Life, raising the issue of criminal justice reform. When I ran for the Senate in Virginia in 06, I had Democratic
I don't like
Party
him.
I got to put on my cheaters.
Telling me I was committing political
Oh, here's the fucking clip
from my web. From my web. Somebody tell him. From my web. From my web.
I also
from my web
a so-called war criminal
from my web
Marine who was wounded who was
Osama?
Convicted of murder
Please?
In Vietnam for 6 years he took his life 3 years into this. I cleared his name after, after three years.
Thanks,
and
Senator.
I put the African American.
I want one of them to like pretend they're talking about Donald Trump.
So if you want someone who is can stand up in front of you right now and say, I have done the hard job, I have taken the risks, I am your person.
Senator Sanders, let's talk about income inequality.
Can I want to write a poem, honey?
Argue that the gap between rich and poor is wider than at any time since the 1920s. We've had a Democratic president for 7 years. What are you going to be able to do that President Obama didn't?
Well, first of all, let's remember where we were when Bush left office. We were losing 800,000 jobs a month. And I know my Republican friends seem to have some amnesia on this issue, but the world's financial crisis was on the verge, world's financial markets system was on the verge of collapse. That's where we were. Are we better off today than we were then? Absolutely. But the truth is that for the last 40 years, the great middle class in this country has been disappearing. And in my view, what we need to do is create millions of jobs by rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure, raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Yes. Yes. I can work at McDonald's.
And
I want to work
at McDonald's. Disastrous trade policies, which have cost us millions of jobs, and make every public college and university in this country tuition free.
Is that heavy?
Anderson, Secretary Clinton, I'll let you jump in a moment. Anderson. Everybody will get in on this in a moment. Secretary Clinton, how would you address this issue? In all candor, you and your husband are part of the 1%. How can you credibly represent the views of middle class?
Well, you know, both Bill and I have been very blessed. Neither of us came from wealthy
blessed
families,
hashtag.
And we've worked really hard our entire lives. And
what's
I
this,
want
Cheryl?
To make sure every single person
this
in this
picture?
Country has the same opportunities that he and I have had to
I'm
make the
web.
Most of their God-given that potential is, and to have the chances that they should have in America
dad.
For
is
a
that
good
Jim
education,
Webb's neck there?
Good yeah. job training, and then good jobs.
Looks like a
I
vagina,
have a 5-point
Cheryl.
Economic plan mm-hmm. because this inequality challenge we face, we have faced it at other points. It's absolutely right. It hasn't been this bad since the 1920s. But if you look sure at does. The Republicans versus the Democrats when it comes to economic policy, there is no comparison.
Thank you.
The economy does better when you have a Democrat in the White House, and that's why we need to have a Democrat in the White House in January 2017.
Governor O'Malley, I want you to be able to...
Metro, Super Handsome Biden, all become the best friends. The Shoshana Horowitz Story Sunday on HBO Family Metro.
Invested more in infrastructure, went 4 years in a row without a penny's increase for college tuition. But there's another piece that Senator Sanders left out tonight, but he's been excellent about underscoring that. And that is that we need to separate the casino, speculative, mega bank gambling that we have to ensure with our money from the commercial banking, namely reinstating Glass-Steagall. Secretary Clinton mentioned my support 8 years ago, and Secretary, I was proud to support you 8 years ago, but something happened in between. And that is, Anderson, the Wall Street crash wiped out millions of jobs and millions in savings, and we were still just as vulnerable. Paul Volcker says today, we need to reinstate Glass-Steagall, and that's a huge difference on this stage among us.
I think just for viewers at home who may not be reading up on this, Glass-Steagall's Depression-era banking laws repealed in 1999 and prevented commercial banks from engaging in investment banking and insurance activities. Secretary Clinton, I mean, he raises a fundamental difference on this stage. Senator Sanders wants to break up the big Wall Street banks. You don't. You say charge the banks more, continue to monitor them. Why is your plan better?
Well, my plan is more comprehensive, and frankly, it's tougher because, of course, we have to deal with the problem that the banks are still too big to fail. We can never let the American taxpayer and middle-class families ever have to bail out the kind of speculative behavior that we saw. But we also have to worry about some of the other players. AIG, a big insurance company. Lehman Brothers, an investment bank. There's this whole area called shadow banking.
What is she talking about?
That's where
about?
The experts tell me the next potential problem could come from. So I'm with both Senator Sanders and Governor O'Malley
AIG is
in
a bank,
putting a lot of attention onto the banks. And the plan that I have put
she didn't
forward
answer the question.
Would actually empower regulators to break up big banks if we thought they posed a risk.
Little
but I
girl.
Want to make sure we're going to cover everybody, not what caused the problem last time, but what could cause it
that's
next
Senator
time.
Senator Clinton just no said one. That her policy is tougher than yours.
Well, that's not true.
why?
Let us be clear that the greed and recklessness and illegal behavior of Wall Street
where fraud is a business model.
It's true.
Help to destroy this economy and the lives of millions of people.
Hi, honey.
Check the record. In the 1990s, and
hi,
all due respect, in the 1990s, when I had the Republican leadership,
why is
and
he
Wall
always
Street
yelling?
Spending billions of dollars.
He's the one that says everybody else
when
is
the
yelling.
Clinton administration, when Alan Greenspan said, what a great idea it would be to allow these huge banks to merge, Bernie Sanders fought them and helped lead the opposition to deregulation. Today, it is my view that when you have the three largest banks in America are much bigger than they were when we bailed them out for being too big to fail, we have got to break them up.
Secretary Clinton, you have to be able to respond. Yeah. He brought you up.
Yeah, he's right.
I respect the passion and intensity. I represented Wall Street as a senator from New York, and I went to Wall Street in December of 2007 before the big crash.
Oh, I thought she was going to go 9/11.
And I basically said, cut it out. Quit foreclosing on homes. Quit engaging in these kinds of speculative behaviors. I took on the Bush administration for the same thing. So I have thought deeply.
You can tell when she's full of shit because she doesn't scream as loudly.
Exactly what I think both the senator and the governor want, which is to rein in and stop this risk. And my plan would have the potential of actually sending the executives to jail. Nobody went to jail after $100 billion in fines were paid and would give regulators the authority to go after the big banks. But I'm telling you, I was saying tonight, if only you look at the big banks, you may be missing the forest for the trees.
You've got to look at all the other financial institutions.
In my view, Bernie Sanders, I will get you a second.
Okay, thank you.
I'll tell him.
What did he say?
In my view, Secretary Clinton, you do not, Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress. And we have got to break off these banks, going to them and saying, please do the right thing.
No, that's
is
not what,
kind of
that,
naive.
Look, I think Dodd-Frank was a very good start. And I think that we have to implement it. We have to prevent the Republicans from ripping it apart. We have to save the Consumer Financial Protection Board, which is finally beginning to act to protect consumers. We have work to do. You get no argument from me. But I know if we don't come in with
she's
a very tough
here.
And comprehensive approach like
here.
The plan I'm recommending, we're going to be behind
she's
instead of ahead of what the next crisis
where do you
could
stand?
Be.
Anderson, look, this is the big banks. I mean, once we repealed Glass
bleeple pants
back in the late 1999s,
show us
the big
your bleeple.
Banks, the six of them went from controlling with the equivalent of 15% of our GDP to now 65% of our GDP. And right before this debate, Secretary Clinton's campaign put out a lot of reversals on
they took 10
Keystone and
pounds
the other
of water
but
off
one of
me.
Them that we still have a great difference
do you have any
on
more
that,
videos?
Secretary, is that you are not for Glass-Steagall. You are not for putting a firewall between
listen
the
to anybody except Hillary and Bernie.
Behavior. I am.
I don't care about
and
these
the people
faggots.
Of our country need a president who's on their side, willing to protect the Main Street economy
God,
from recklessness on Wall Street. We have to fulfill
Clinton,
our promise.
I have to let you respond.
Are there any more black videos?
You know, everybody on this stage has changed a position or two.
What's this
we've been
one?
Around a cumulative quite some period of time. You know, we know. I never took a position on Keystone until I took a position on Keystone. But I have been on the forefront of dealing with climate change starting in 2009 when President Obama and I crashed a meeting with the Chinese and got them to sign up to the first international agreement to combat climate change that they'd ever joined. So
thank
I'm
you.
Not taking a backseat to anybody
Matt
on
Peter's
my values,
profile
my
picture. I'm putting it up. Look at it, Cheryl.
Senator Sanders.
Look. You see it?
Senator Sanders, in 2008, congressional leaders were told without the 2008 bailout, the U.S. was possibly days away from a complete meltdown. Despite that, you still voted against it. As president, will you stand by your principles
that's
if it risks the country's financial stability?
Well, I remember that meeting very well.
Dark.
I remember it like it was
no
yesterday.
Dark entities,
Hank Paulson,
no
Bernanke came in, and they said, guys, the economy is going to collapse because Wall Street is going under. It's going to take the economy with them. And you know what I said to Hank Paulson? I said, Hank, your guys, you come from Goldman Sachs, your millionaire and billionaire friends caused this problem. How about your millionaire and billionaire fans paying for the bailout, not working families in this country? So to answer your question, no, I would not have let the economy collapse. But it was wrong to ask the middle class to bail out Wall Street. And by the way,
I want Wall Street now to help kids in this country go to college, public colleges and universities free with a Wall Street speculation.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. But Senator Webb, I want to get you in. You have said neither party has the guts to take on Wall Street. It's just
here's a reality.
So cute.
I think we all need to recognize with respect to the power of the financial sector. Let me just go back a minute
so
and say
cute.
That on this TARP.
So angry.
I introduced a piece of legislation calling for a windfall profits tax on the executives of any.
We need to use that on a Deborah call.
It's time for them, once they got their compensation, with respect to.
I wonder what Trask is doing.
He's in his bed.
Set a mark here so maybe
one.
We can get
good
in a little more
there.
Later on. This isn't an equal time. But if you want to look at what's happened, if we look at the facts in terms
Cheryl,
of how we're going to deal
stinks.
With this, since that crash, in the last 10 years,
I didn't want to wash it. I'm a grand man.
Of the world's capital economy that Wall
I'm
Street manages has gone from 44% to 55%. That means the Wall Street money managers are not risking themselves as the same way the American people are.
You know what's interesting about this debate?
Their compensation. They're managing money from all over the world.
They're like actually talking about issues. It's so different from the Republican debate where they were just like fucking Looney Tunes, you know?
Being too close to Wall Street banks. In 1999, you voted for the very bill that made banks bigger.
This is like the grown-up table.
Glass-Steagall was my very first vote. I just arrived. My dad had died in office. I was appointed to the office. It was
let's vote for you because your daddy died.
I just arrived the Senate. I think we'd get some takeovers. That was my very first vote, and it was 92-5. It was the
reconciliation. With all due respect, what does that say about you, that you're casting a vote for something you weren't really sure about?
I think you're being a little rough. I just arrived at the United States Senate. I'd been mayor of my city. My dad had died. I'd been appointed by the governor.
My daddy died. Well, what if your dad dies on 9/11?
Because it's a conference report. But let me just say about income inequality.
Oh, we need cats.
We've had a lot of talk over the last few minutes, hours, tens of minutes.
I think just a
but no
cats.
One's saying
well, then send me a better video.
And it all started with the Bush tax cuts that favored the wealthy. So let's go back to the tax code. And 0.6% of Americans are at the top.
I don't want fucking music. Jesus
0.6
Christ.
Americans. That's less than 1%. But they generate 30% of the revenue. And they're doing fine. So there's still a lot more money to be had from this top echelon. I'm saying let's have another tier and put that back into the tax bracket. And that'll generate $42 billion.
Nobody wants you.
The middle class, hard-earning American, hardworking Americans.
Thank you. CNN visited college campuses along with Facebook, and not surprisingly, college affordability was among the most pressing issues. Senator Sanders, you've mentioned a couple of times you do have a plan to make public colleges free for everyone.
I thought this is
Secretary
your favorite
Clinton
campus.
Has criticized that in saying she's not in favor of making a college free for Donald Trump's kids. Do you think taxpayers should pick up the tab for wealthy children?
Well, let me tell you, Donald Trump and his billionaire friends policies are going to pay a hell of a lot more in taxes today. Taxes in the future that they're paying today. But in terms of education, this is what I think. This is the year 2015.
Really?
A college degree today, Dana, is the equivalent of what a high school degree was 50 years ago. And what we said 50 years ago and 100 years ago is that every kid in this country should be able to get a high school education regardless of the income of their family. I think we have to say that is true for everybody going to college. I think we don't need a complicated system, which the secretary is talking about. Your income goes up, your income is down. If you're poor, you have to work, and so forth.
Deborah, if you have time to comment, you can be on the ground.
By the way,
stop it.
Through a tax on Wall Street speculation, which will not only make public colleges and universities tuition-free, it will substantially lower interest rates on college debt,
bitch.
A major crisis in this country.
And Secretary Clinton, it's not just college tuition. Senator Sanders is talking about expanding Social Security and giving all Americans Medicare.
All right.
What's wrong with that?
Well, let me address college affordability because
I have
a plan that I think will really
right?
Zero in on what the
problems
are.
Who the fuck are you calling?
First.
I was calling.
All the 40 million Americans who currently have student debt will be able to refinance their debt to a low interest rate. That will save thousands of dollars for people who are now struggling under this cumbersome, burdensome college debt. As a young student in Nevada said to me, the hardest thing about going to college should not be paying for it. So then we have to make it more affordable. How do we make it more affordable? My plan would enable anyone to go to a public college or university.
Oh, yeah, I got $5.
Would not have to borrow money for tuition. But I do believe, and maybe it's because I worked when I went through college, I worked when I went through law school. I think it's important for everybody to have some part of getting
this. She gave me a referral code.
That's why I call it a compact.
Secretary Clinton,
I would
if you get a referral code and you sign up,
10 hours a week,
then you get $5 and she gets $5.
Possible for them to afford their education. And I
for a goddamn app.
Get their costs down. They are outrageously high
Secretary
in what
Clinton,
they're charging.
The question was not just about tuition, though. It was about Senator Sanders' plan to expand Social Security, to make Medicare available to all Americans. Is that something that you would support? And if not, why not?
Well, I fully support Social Security. And the most important fight we're going to have is defending it against continuing Republican efforts
to
privatize
it.
I want to enhance the benefits for the poorest recipients of Social Security. We have a lot of women on Social Security, particularly widowed and single women who didn't make a lot of money during their careers. And they
are now I'm bored again.
Impoverished, and they need
Cheryl, find me something.
Social Security system. Jenny. And I will focus,
need a video. I'm bored.
I will focus on helping those people who
not
need it
those
the
crazy
most.
Bitches.
And of course, I'm going to defend Social Security. I'm going to look for ways to try to make sure it's solvent into the future.
Listen,
and we also need
attention.
To talk about health care at some time.
Senator
because
Sanders,
we agree on the goal.
Call in, Giga. Call in.
In the Congress and some Democrats.
What, Deborah? What, Giga? What do you want?
Social Security.
Thank you for the money.
And benefits for
thank
disabled
you.
Veterans.
I haven't checked it yet.
The so-called chain CPI. I founded a caucus.
People want me to yell at you,
Social
Cheryl.
Social Security caucus. My view is
you dumb
that we
bitch.
Have millions of seniors in this country trying to get
stop
by.
Eating.
I don't know how they do.
Stupid
on $11,000, $12,000, $13,000 a year. You don't
why are you
cut
such
Social
an idiot?
Security. You expand it. And the way you expand it is by lifting the cap on taxable incomes. So that you do away with the absurdity of a millionaire paying the same amount into the system as somebody making $118,000. You do that, Social Security is solvent until 2061, and you can expand
and
that.
Senator Sanders, I want to bring it over to Juan Carlos Lopez from CNN and Espanol. We're obviously in Nevada. It's had the highest percentage of undocumented immigrants of any state in the country as of last year. Juan Carlos?
Gracias, Anderson.
There's, gracias.
In 2013, you voted
who
for
is
immigration
this?
Reform. But in 2007, when Democrats controlled Congress and the Bush White House was on board, you voted against it. Why should Latino voters trust you now when you left them at the altar at the moment when reform was very close?
I didn't leave anybody at the altar. I voted against that piece of legislation because it had guest worker provisions in it, which the Southern Poverty Law Center talked about being semi-slavery. Guest workers are coming in. They're working under terrible conditions, but if they stand up for their rights, they're thrown out of the country. I was not the only progressive to vote against that legislation.
We're going to wait until we get somebody boring.
A very good
video.
Friend of Hillary Clinton's and mine, one of the leading labor advocates, also voted against that.
Tom Harkin isn't running for president.
I know
what about
you are,
the wall?
The point being is that progressives did vote against that for that reason.
What about
my
the wall?
Right
why aren't they talking about a wall, Cheryl?
Is that when you have 11 million undocumented people in this country,
we need a wall.
Comprehensive immigration reform.
Wall.
We need a path toward citizenship. We need to take
wall.
People
we
out of
the wall.
Jobs.
We need a wall. Wall.
Yes, Secretary Clinton, Governor O'Malley wants to open up Obamacare to millions of undocumented immigrants and their children, including almost 90,000 people right here in Nevada. Do you?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure every child gets health care. That's why I helped to create the Children's Health Insurance Program. And I want to support states that are expanding health care and including undocumented children and others. I want to open up the opportunity for immigrants to be able to buy in to the exchanges under the Affordable Care Act. I think to go beyond that, as I understand what Governor O'Malley has recommended, so that they would get the same subsidies, I think that it raises so many issues. It would be very difficult to administer. It needs to be part of comprehensive immigration reform when we finally do get to it.
Governor O'Malley.
Yeah, Juan Carlos, I think what you've heard up here is
okay,
some
now I can play it because they're boring.
On immigration reform, and it's why it's gridlock.
Oh, fuck off. We need chiffon.
And with more flavor because it's made with safflower oil.
I saw it, but I don't believe it.
You've got to squeeze it to believe it. New squeeze on chiffon.
I bet Deborah likes squeeze on chiffon.
Light, floating chiffon whip. Mella chiffon whip. An entirely new kind of dessert. A top favorite in America. So light and fluffy. So full of flavor. Any way you like to serve it. Foamy, delicate chiffon whip is so easy to make. Three great flavors, strawberry, orange, pineapple. Light as air, Mella Chiffon Whip, now in Australia. Irresistible.
Thank you, Chiffoni. Oh, boring Webb is talking again.
On a boat, her entire extended family, after the communists took over, when hundreds of thousands of people were out there and thousands of them were dying.
Communists.
She went to two refugee camps. She never spoke English in her home, and she ended up, as I said, graduating from Cornell Law School. That's not only the American dream, that's the value that we have with a good immigration system in place.
Oh, is he talking about his
no
wife?
No country is a country without defining its borders. We need to resolve this issue. I actually introduced an amendment in the 07.
Thank you. I want to put my big cock in your pussy.
Mm-hmm. To those people who had come here and put down their roots and met a series of standards.
We lost. Inside our house. And more than anything in the world, I wanted to see that cactus bloom before we...
And we need to be able to define our borders.
Secretary Clinton.
I want to follow up because I think underneath Juan Carlos's important questions, there is such a difference between everything you're hearing here on this stage and what
my
we hear
vagina.
From the Republicans here. Who have demonized hardworking immigrants, who have insulted them. You know, I came to Las Vegas in, I think, early May, met with a group of dreamers. I wish everybody in America
dreamers.
Could meet with these young people to hear their stories, to know their incredible talent, their determination. And that's
how come they haven't talked about PrEP or barebacking?
Executive orders that President Obama has signed when I'm president.
Secretary Clinton, let me ask you, two of your rivals from your left, Governor O'Malley and Senator Sanders, want to provide in-state college tuition to undocumented immigrants.
Yes.
Where do you stand on that?
My plan would support any state that takes that position and would work with those states and encourage more states to do the same
thing.
So
on the record, you believe that undocumented immigrants should get in-state college tuition?
If their states agree, then we want more states to do the same.
Governor O'Malley?
And Anderson, we actually did this in my state of Maryland. We passed a state version agreement.
That'll go over well.
A lot of the xenophobes,
she's just
going to
end up walking that back, you know.
Like Donald Trump, that carnival barker in the Republican Party, tried to mischaracterize it as
debating
free,
Trump.
Tuition for
That's
illegal
what
immigrants.
I wanted.
But we took our case to the people when it was petitioned to referendum, and we won with 50.
But there was no way it could bloom because the little blooms were so close and they were so tight. And it would be probably a week or 2 weeks before those little blossoms could bloom out. So I went out there and I prayed and I said, Lord, I sure would like to see what color this little bloom on this cactus is going
to
be.
Address the issue with bipartisan legislation. Why did it take 18 Inspector General reports and a CNN investigation and others before you and your colleagues took action?
Well, I was chairman for 2 years. I was chairman, we did take action. What we did is pass a $15 billion piece of legislation, which brought in many, many new doctors and nurses into the VA so that veterans in this country could get the health care when they needed it and not be on long waiting lines. And the other part of that legislation said that if a veteran is living more than 40 miles away from a VA facility, that veteran could get health care
from a community health center or the private sector. As a result of that legislation, we went further than any time in recent history in improving health care for the men and women of this country.
Clinton voted for the Patriot Act, which
we haven't had grandma coughing in a long time.
Emphasize civil liberties, privacy during your campaign. Aren't these two things in conflict?
No, that was another 99-1 vote on the Patriot Act, and it was seen as at the time modernizing our ability to tap phones, which always required
she's a warrant.
She's dying. And I voted for that.
Now, she's probably dead,
no,
right?
No, as long as you're getting a warrant, I believe that. You should be able to do that, but you need a warrant, that's what the Fourth Amendment says. In the Patriot Act, Section 215 started to get broadened too far, so I would be in favor of addressing and reforming Section 215 of the Patriot
Secretary
Act.
Secretary Clinton, do you regret your vote on the Patriot Act?
No,
I think it was necessary to make sure that we were able, after 9/11, to put in place the security that we needed. And it is true that it did require that there be a process. What happened, however, is that the Bush administration began to chip away at that process. And I began to speak out about their use of warrantless surveillance and the other behavior that they engage in. We always have to keep the balance of civil liberties, privacy, and security. It's not easy in a democracy, but we have to keep it in mind.
And Senator Sanders, you're the only one on this stage who voted against the Patriot Act.
Was it 99-1 or maybe the one?
And the reauthorization vote. Let me ask you, if elected, would you shut down the NSA surveillance program?
I'm sorry?
Would you shut down the NSA surveillance
Absolutely,
program?
Absolutely, of course.
You would, well, point blank.
Well, I would shut down. I'd shut down what exists right now, is that virtually every telephone call in this country ends up in a file at the NSA. That is unacceptable to me. But it's not just government surveillance. I think the government is involved in our emails, is involved in our websites.
Corporate America
is doing it as well. If we are a free country, we have the right to be free. Yes, we have to defend ourselves against terrorism, but there are ways to do that without impinging on our constitutional rights and our privacy rights.
Governor Chafee, Edward Snowden, is he a traitor or a hero?
No, I would bring him home. The courts have ruled that what he did was the American
bring him home, no jail time.
The American government was acting illegally. That's what the federal courts said.
Oh, there we
said.
Go, what Cheryl.
Snowden
That's what I'm
did
talking about.
Showed that the American government was acting illegally for the Fourth Amendment. So I would bring him home. Yes.
He broke the laws of the United States. He could have been a whistleblower. He could have gotten all of the protections of being a whistleblower. He could have raised all the issues that he has raised. And I think there would have been a positive response to that.
Should he do
jail time? In addition, he stole very important information that has unfortunately fallen into a lot of the wrong hands.
Governor O'Malley?
I don't think he should be brought home without facing the music.
Governor O'Malley, Snowden.
Anderson, Snowden put a lot of Americans' lives.
Snowden already said he would
Snowden
be willing to go to jail
law.
If they brought him back.
Whistleblowers do not run to Russia
that?
And try to get protection from Putin. Aww. If he really believes that, he should be back here.
Senator Sanders? Edward Snowden.
I think Snowden played a very important role in educating the American people to the degree in which our civil liberties and our constitutional rights are being undermined.
Is he a hero?
He did break the law, and I think there should be a penalty to that. But I think what he did in
education
should be taken into consideration before he is.
Senator Webb, Edward Snowden.
Hi.
I'm Webb.
And she's got an unlikely ally when it comes to making it big. Her mum.
My favorite one's this one.
We have a serious problem.
It's like, look at me, I'm big, I'm beautiful. I got the boob, I got the butt, and the belly.
It makes me smile when I see the photographs. I think she's beautiful, and I love it.
Basically saying,
she does a great job.
We understand the realities of how you have to collect this broad information in the internet age. But after a certain period of time, you need to destroy the personal information that you have,
so
if people have not been brought, Charles, if criminal justice proceedings have not been brought against,
I would be pushed out of state. Food thrown at me. They would go out of their way to write like fat pig on my desk.
Another question for each of you, starting with Governor Chafee.
Desperate to fit in, Caitlin went on a crash diet and kept the bulge at bay for more than a year. but she still wasn't happy.
Ending the wars.
I actually felt worse when I was thinner.
Because I felt like a new paradigm.
I like how they made her wear her bra and panty arming and training for the interview.
Soldiers, rebel soldiers in Syria.
That's horrible.
The other side.
President Obama's generals right now are suggesting keeping troops in Afghanistan after the time he wanted them pulled out. Would you keep them there?
I'd like to finish my question, my answer. We just bombed a hospital. We've had drone strikes that hit civilian weddings. So I would change how we our approach to the Middle East. We need a new paradigm in the Middle East.
Governor O'Malley, how would you be different than President Obama's administration?
I would follow through on the promise.
More fatties,
the
please.
People thought
I'm
we
bored.
Made as Democratic Party. To protect the Main Street economy from recklessness on
fatties.
Wall Street, I would push to separate out these too big to jail, too big to fail banks, and put in place.
What about
Glass
this dwarfed
Steagall,
stripper?
A modern Glass-Steagall that creates a firewall so that this wreckage of our economy can never happen again.
Secretary Clinton, how would you not be a third term of President Obama?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious. I think being
She's
the first woman,
woman
president would be quite a change from the presidents we've had up until this point, including President Obama.
Is there a policy difference?
Well, there's a lot that I would like to do to
I'm
build
a white
on the successes
woman.
Of President Obama, but also, as I'm laying out, to go beyond. And that's in my economic plan.
She lays out. She looks pretty white.
Prescription drug companies, how I would deal with college.
I'm laying out so I can be dark like him.
A full range of issues that I've been talking about throughout this campaign to go further.
Senator Sanders?
I have a lot of respect for President Obama. I have worked with him time and time again on many, many issues.
Look at the video here's
where I do disagree. I believe that the power of corporate America, the power of Wall Street, the power of the drug companies, the power of the corporate media is so great that the only way we really transform America and do the things that the middle class and working class desperately need is through a political revolution when millions of people begin to come together and stand up and say our government is going to work for all of us, not just a handful of billionaires.
Hang on, Reagan has a clip request.
I want to write a poem.
Admiration and affection for Senator Sanders, but Bernie, I don't think the revolution's going to come, and I don't think the Congress is going to pay for a lot of this stuff. And if there would be a major difference between my administration and the Obama administration, it would be in the use of executive authority. I just came up as a committee counsel in the Congress, used to put
nobody cares
bills
about you. Just
House
drop out already.
Every year as a committee counsel in the Veterans Committee, I have a very strong feeling about how our federal
I
system works.
Twitter,
we need to
my web.
Energize the congressional process instead of allowing these divisions to continue to paralyze what we're doing. So I would lead working with both parties in the Congress and working through them in the traditional way.
You
that
like that fatty
Senator
there?
Sanders, he cited you. You don't hear a lot of Democratic presidential candidates talking about revolution. What do you mean? Mm-hmm.
What I mean is that we need to have one of the larger voter turnouts in the world, not one of the lowest. We need to raise public consciousness. We need the American people to know what's going on in Washington in a way that today they do not know. And when people come together in a way that does not exist now,
on my web, on my web,
big money
I have my...
then we can bring the kind of change we need.
Anderson, I talked about a revolution. What we need is a green energy revolution. We need to move America to a 100% clean electric grid by 2050
and we want
to create 5 million jobs along the way.
Over?
And we're going to talk more about climate change and environmental issues coming up. Have tried marijuana, as have pretty much probably everybody
God's
in this
sake.
Room. Others have not. Does that influence... Does it influence their views on legalization? Find out that and others ahead.
We're here to get a gastric bypass surgery done on Jacob and try to get him to help lose some weight.
Jacob followed a restricted diet in the weeks before his surgery, and the pounds started coming off. He lost 77 pounds before his operation and proved he was serious about losing weight and really getting healthy.
Nose guard.
You know,
so just
at
lose
the weight of 700 pounds, none of our body systems were made for that kind of weight. And the kind of places where we see this being a real problem are with the heart, with the lungs,
in particular with sleep apnea.
Obviously diabetes. He's had several cases of cellulitis in his legs.
What about the daddy?
Heart disease.
Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Fatty.
And those are all conditions caused by being overweight.
And especially being only 15 years old and over 600 pounds is quite concerning.
Really?
Even for me, you know, as big as I am, I know that that's not normal.
No, you're fine.
Something had to be done.
You know, his insides aren't keeping up with the outside. As a parent, I'm like, I felt like it was the last resort for me, but it was the step that I had to take. I mean, I don't feel like it's the fix-all, cure-all, but at least it's going to slow him down enough to maybe give us some time to do some more research to figure out what's causing his growth.
Eating.
So today, as we've talked about,
what's causing
we're
going to
put the little cameras in and the instruments in. We're going to look at your stomach, and we're going to make your stomach much smaller. Okay, about the size of an egg. We will not encounter a lot of opposition inside, but there could be challenges that we find from just, you know, amount of belly wall you have.
Belly.
We may have to do some special tricks with our anesthesiology colleagues to make some more room.
That's not
so
nose garden.
Nose garden is much better than this shit.
Jacob Miller, date of birth 4/25/1998.
Right. That private medical information.
I'm very nervous. The surgery, I won't lie, it scares me. Obviously, I want to do something for him right now. And if this is the extreme that we have to go to, then that's what.
I like it better with just the music.
Man,
it's poetic. Yes,
are we on hold for something?
Yes. We're on an obesity hold. That's a good idea, though.
Yeah,
look at his huge head.
What's your head? What's your head? What are we going to do if we lose Sarah to the obesity?
We will. They all die. All of the people we like die. Even that fat one from Distorted View is going to die after he gets his crumb. Oops.
Oh, this is
real.
Hello.
Hi. Up. This is the helpline.
That didn't work out well.
Yeah, well, because it was helpline.
It was the... God, she is so mean.
Yeah.
This is the helpline. How can I help you?
Hello. Hold on.
Yeah. We have a bad connection.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So, I think I'm pregnant again. I'm not sure what to do. Ma'am?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. I'm not sure what to do about this thing. And I was wondering if you might have some idea of options.
Well, do you know that you're pregnant?
Yeah, I had a transvaginal ultrasound.
Okay. So how far along did they say you were?
It said 8 weeks.
Okay. Do you have an OBGYN?
No, I went to go and get a, I thought I wanted an abortion, but they gave me that ultrasound thing, and I seen it, and it made me want to know, you know, what the options were, like, you know, if I keep it, if I give it up for adoption, can I make money, you know, sell it? Can I sell it before then and make more money? You know, what are the options?
What is your age?
I'm 25.
So, 25?
Yeah.
Did you find our number online? Did you find our number online?
My friend Madge gave it to me.
Okay, so you don't know what you want to do as far as this pregnancy is concerned. Give me your zip code and I can find one of our centers in your area and they can give you information based on your location.
Okay.
What is your zip code?
My zip code. Excuse me. 33309.
This your first pregnancy?
No.
Okay. If you take this information down, you have something to write with?
Are they available now? I need to decide what to do.
No, ma'am. They're open tomorrow from 9 to 5. No. They will be able to give you an ultrasound, and they will give you information about community referrals.
Okay, and they refer for abortion, pre-birth sale?
They do not perform or refer for abortions, but they do give you information.
Okay, what about tissue research? I heard that I can sell it.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
The name of that center is called Hope Women's Center.
Okay.
And their phone number is 954-568-2616. And they're open tomorrow from 9 to 5.
So I also need a job. I don't know if your shelter provides jobs as well.
No, ma'am, we do not, but the center may be able to refer you to...
Something like, you know, I could work in the hotline, hotbit, and, as like a paid internship.
Are you in school?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they can link you with a community referral where they do internships.
Okay, well, like, how much do you get paid?
This is a volunteer position.
Oh, okay. All right, so
did you take that number down?
Well, I think I got it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling. Well, have a good evening.
Oh, you can't help me?
I've already helped you as much as I could, ma'am.
Well, I just wanted to know what my options were before I go to the clinic tomorrow.
Well, the center, the information that I gave you, you can go there, and they should be able to help you.
Well, I was going to go to an Unplanned Parenthood, and, so I wanted to know what the other options were before my appointment
at
8 o'clock a.m.
There's adoption. So that's the other option.
Adoption. Or abortion.
Yes.
All right.
Or you can have the baby and parent the baby.
Oh, no. All right. All right. Well, thank you for your help, honey.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye, honey.
Bye. Have a good evening.
Okay. Yeah, you want to play with my... Oh.
Why do I have to do the squish sound for you? It's your trademark to hang
out. Oh, because I'm tired.
The Bernie's on.
introduced the first piece of climate change legislation, which called for a tax on carbon.
Now,
I'll also tell you that nothing is going to happen unless we are prepared to deal with campaign finance reform, because the fossil fuel industry is funding the Republican Party, which denies the reality of climate change and certainly is not prepared to go forward aggressively. This is a moral issue. We have got to be extremely aggressive in working with China,
done?
India, Russia. The planet, the future of the planet is at stake.
Secretary Clinton, I want you to be able to respond, and I'm going to go to Dana.
Well, that's exactly what I've been doing. When we met in Copenhagen in 2009, and literally President Obama and I were...
This is boring.
Going throughout this huge convention center.
Should we call Phil?
You
can make up to him.
Get them to agree to something.
Cheryl, you're going to be nice to Phil.
Because there will be no effective efforts against climate change unless China and India join with the rest of the world.
Make nice.
No, they told us they'd left for the airport.
Well, this is why
we found out they were having a secret meeting. We marched up. We broke in. We said, we've been looking all over for you. Let's sit down and talk about what we need to do. And we did come up with the first international agreement that China has signed. Thanks to President...
How do we do this without...
Don't call him Gene.
Gene.
I eat two apples. Apples make me fart so bad. Do apples make you fart too?
Your call has been forwarded
God
to an automatic
it.
Voice message
Wait,
system.
Let's listen.
Gene Bajitsky.
Oh, that gets me every time. Gene Bajitsky. I'm with a girl. I got a girl.
Also, a small business owner out there who says, you know, I like this idea, but I just can't afford it.
Well, I'm surprised she says that, because California has had a paid leave program for a number of years.
Every
and
one of us
all on the federal level.
King.
Well, on a state level, a state as big as many countries in the world, and it has not had the ill effects that the Republicans are always saying it will have. And I think this is typical Republican scare tactics. We can design a system and pay for it that does not put the burden on small businesses. I remember as a young mother, you know, having a baby wake up who was sick and I'm supposed to be in court because I was practicing law. I know what it's like. And I think we need to recognize the incredible challenges that so many parents face, particularly working moms. I see my good friend, Senator Gillibrand, in the front row. She's been a
Kristen
champion
Gillibrand.
Of this. We
I
need
love
to
Kristen
get a
Gillibrand.
Consensus through this campaign,
oh,
which is why I'm talking about it everywhere I go. And we need to join the rest of the advanced world in having it.
Secretary Clinton, even many people who agree with you might say, look, this is very hard to do, especially in today's day and age. There are so many people who say, really, another government program? Is that what you're proposing? And at the expense of taxpayer money?
Well, look, you know, when people say that, it's always the Republicans or their sympathizers who say, you can't provide health care. They don't mind having big government to interfere with a woman's right to choose and to try to take down Planned Parenthood. They're fine with big government when it comes to that. I'm sick of it. You know, we can do these things. We should not be paralyzed. We should not be paralyzed by the Republicans and their constant refrain, big government this, big government that, except for what they want to impose on the American people. I know we can afford it because we're going to make the wealthy pay for it. That is
Thank
the
you.
Way to get
Senator
it done.
Senator Sanders.
Yeah, Dana, here's the point.
Dana, you got a big
Every
nose. I got a big nose.
On Earth,
Let's
everyone,
party.
Including some small countries, say that when a mother has a baby, she should stay home with that baby. We are the only major country that is an international embarrassment.
I'm going to have a baby,
that we do
Cheryl.
Not provide family, paid family and medical leave. Second of all, the Secretary is right.
We can't do anything except
Republicans
for...
tell us we can't do anything except give tax breaks to billionaires and cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. That's not what the American people want.
Governor O'Malley?
Yeah, it's... Anderson, in our state, we actually expanded family leave, and I have to agree with Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders.
You all agree. Let's vote for all of you.
Every generation.
We find ways in every generation to include more of our people more fully in the economic life.
My wife, Katie, is here with our four kids.
Yeah, I got a nation wife. Blah, blah, blah.
So women aren't penalized and having to drop out of the workforce. My wife, Katie, is here with our four kids. Man. That was a juggle.
Did he say
we
man?
Had little kids and keeping jobs and moving forward.
Recreational marijuana is next to
economically.
Are you, are you watching him like on TV and it's ahead of us?
The issue now, particularly in this state, is recreational marijuana.
Oh, damn it, Cheryl. That's not fair.
Thank you, Anderson. Senator Sanders, right here in Nevada.
Did you smoke marijuana twice?
Stop it. You're being awful. You're being Sylvia.
You said you smoked marijuana twice. Didn't quite work for you. If you were a Nevada resident, how would you vote?
It ain't no square. It's good like doing that.
Yes. Well, I declare if I knew you
and I would vote yes, because I am seeing in this country too many lives
like CEOs and Wall Street will walk away.
How
do you do?
Turn off the music.
Well, you have to stop predicting.
CEOs on Wall Street
that's like eating.
Walk away.
I think we have to think through this war on drugs.
Shut up.
It's done an enormous
young people
amount of damage.
I think we have
to rethink our criminal justice system. We've got a lot of work to do.
Enormous amount of damage. We need to rethink our criminal justice system. And we've got a lot of work to do in that area.
Secretary Clinton, you told Christiana Mampour
you were young. Smoke marijuana when you were young.
When asked about legalizing recreational marijuana, you told her, let's wait and see how it plays out in Colorado and Washington. It's been more than a year since you said that. Are you ready to take a position tonight?
Hell yeah.
No. I think that we have the opportunity through the states that are pursuing recreational marijuana to find out a lot more than we know today.
Yeah.
I do support the use of medical marijuana, and I think even there we need to do a lot more research so that we know exactly how we're going to help people for whom medical marijuana provides relief. So I think we're just at the beginning, but I agree completely with the idea that we have got to stop imprisoning people who use marijuana. Therefore, we need more states, cities, and the federal government to begin to address this so that we don't have this terrible result that Senator Sanders was talking about, where we have a huge population in our prisons for nonviolent, low-level offenses that are primarily due to marijuana.
Secretary Clinton, thank you. I want to go to Don Lemon with another Facebook question.
Don Lemon
Anderson, this
horrible.
Is for Senator Sanders.
Okay? Don
this
Lemon
is from
on Facebook.
Kane. Kerry Kane from Manassas, Virginia. Would like to ask the senator.
Shark
President
eyes.
Obama has had a difficult time getting Republicans to compromise on just about every agenda. How will you approach this going forward, and will it be any different? Senator.
Phew.
The Republican
played a terrible role of being totally obstructionist.
Since President Obama has been in office, has played a terrible, terrible role of being
shut up, bitch.
Obstructionist. Every effort that he has made, that some of us have made, they have said no, no, no. Now, in my view,
by the way, I hope
the only way we
shut up.
Not continue
the
to control the Senate in the House.
Who, by the way, I hope will not continue to control the Senate in the House when one of us is elected president. But the only way we can get things done is by having millions of people coming together. If we want
set law
tuition at public colleges and universities, millions of young people are going to have to demand it and give the Republicans an offer they can't refuse. If we want to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, workers are going to have to come together and look the Republicans in the eye and say, we know what's going on. You vote against us. You are out of
a
your
commercial
job.
Break, we're man.
We're going to hear from all the candidates coming up. We're going to take a short break more for the candidates in a moment.
How can I get rid of my delay? I don't like that. You were being a Sylvia Brown to me. It's not nice.
Check the donations.
Yes, I'm sure there aren't any. I know there's like one. Oh, there's an update to Microsoft Silver Lake available. Gee, why don't I do that?
Why is PayPal using Silverlight?
I don't fucking know.
That makes sense.
Let's see. We got 3 donations during this grum.
That's all?
No. Actually, it was... Well, I'm just saying tonight. So, $35 total.
Gosh.
Yeah. Anonymous, Edith, and Pickle. There's other donations since... Well, not really that much. Oh, well, we suck. We don't deserve it. Other than that, there's just $14 since the last grum, so...
For fuck's sake.
Well, if we did better grums, maybe we'd get more money, honey. Are we done? Does the audience care if we're done? I don't care. Do you care?
Unless they donate more.
All right.
Not.
Yeah, somebody donate more, please, because we need more.
Yeah. Fucking Donald Red. No.
Oh, shut up. It's just background
music. Let's play more Matt Peters.
You didn't give me any more Matt Peters. Yeah, you didn't. You didn't give me any.
Painting's done. Paints are done.
Dogs are down. Audience, do you care if we end? What are they saying? Are you looking at the check? No, you're not done, says What's-His-Face. We're done with the debates. Make calls. Well, Ting Ting...
I don't like to make calls. I like when Deborah makes calls.
Well, Deborah's not here. Besides, I'm kind of sick of calls, too, so who cares?
Yeah, me too.
Reagan's the one that loves them, but he doesn't fucking get on here and do them. He's gone anyway. He probably had to go get a drink.
Him and high hair.
What's this about high hair? What's that about? And what's this about,
Soap from Coke.
A squarehead meeting Tommy Hilfiger or something? Let's do a war dance.
And so we started Kickstarter.
For what?
A razor that uses a laser.
Isn't that the name of a band? Laser Razor or something?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, then we don't need to do it. If it's already a band, you know? Sometimes you're an idiot.
CNN.
Oh, it's back.
Welcome back to this final round of the CNN Democratic presidential debate. This is a question to each of you. Each of you, by the way, are going to have closing statements to make. Each will you have 90 seconds. But a final question to each of you, if you can,
just
try to
over.
15 okay. seconds if you can. Governor Chafee, Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said, I ask you to judge me by the enemies I have made. You've all made a few people upset over your political careers. Which enemy are you most proud of?
Satan.
I guess the coal lobby. I've worked hard for climate change, and I want to work with the coal lobby. But in my time in the Senate, tried to bring them to the table so that we could address carbon dioxide. I'm proud to be at odds with the coal lobby.
Governor O'Malley?
The National Rifle Association.
Secretary Clinton?
Well, in addition to the NRA, the health insurance companies, the drug companies, the Iranians, probably the Republicans.
Senator Sanders?
As someone who has taken on probably every special interest that there
Bleep
is
old in pants.
I would lump Wall Street lump. And the pharmaceutical industry at the top of my list of people so who do not like me.
Senator Webb?
I'd have to say the enemy soldier that threw the grenade that wounded me, but he's not around.
Is that why his neck is like that?
All right, time for closing statements. Each of you will have 90 seconds. Governor Chafee, let's begin with you.
Thank you, Anderson. Thank you, CNN. And thank you, Facebook, for sponsoring this debate.
Facebook.
America has many challenges confronting us. Ending the perpetual wars, addressing climate change, addressing income inequality, funding education, funding infrastructure, funding health care, helping Black Americans, helping Native Americans. We have
He's
many
throwing
challenges.
Everything.
Who's best able to confront these
oh,
challenges?
Nobody cares about him.
I've served in government at many levels.
Seriously,
I know what it's like to
fuck.
Solve problems at the local level because I did it as mayor.
He's just filler.
I know how to get legislation passed through Congress because I did it as a senator.
Mm-woo.
I know how to turn around a state because I did it as governor of Rhode Island.
And I have a crooked vagina mouth.
Is that in 30 years of public service, I have had no scandals. I have high ethical standards. And what I'm most proud of is my judgment, particularly in the Iraq war vote. There was a lot of pressure, political pressure, public pressure, but I did my homework.
You're making
me
sleep.
And I did not believe that the evidence was there that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, wait,
and
but,
we live
but,
now with the consequences.
Wait a second. But
so that kind of judgment
but,
is what we want in a president
fuck.
Going forward. And
oh,
I'm running
I'm late.
For president to
fuck.
End the wars.
What?
I want to be the peacemaker.
My clip.
I am a proven
can't
peacemaker.
Find it.
Please go to Chafee 2016 to learn more about me. Thank you.
Governor Chafee, thank you very much.
Saddam Hussein has cancer.
Your final statement for 90 seconds.
Saddam Hussein has cancer. Whoopee.
I was a little
a lot
late.
Of
sorry.
Promises up here. You've heard a lot of rhetoric.
Poor Leo
LaPorte.
What does he have to do?
Campaigns, and then once the election is over, people start from scratch again and try to get things done. One of the things I can promise you, if you look at my record in and out of government, is that I've always been willing to take on the complicated, sometimes unpopular issues and work them through, the complex issues, and work them through in order to have a solution. We did it with
That's
criminal
okay.
justice reform. We've had a lot of discussion here about criminal justice reform. We did it in other ways. We need a national political strategy for our economy, for our foreign policy, for social justice, and by the way, for how you run and manage the most complex bureaucracy in the world, which is the federal government. I know how to lead. I did it in Vietnam. I did it in the Pentagon. I did it in the Senate. And if you will help me overcome
oh my God, that's
this
funny.
Cavalcade of
the Bernie,
of
the
financial irregularities and money that is poisoning our political process, I am ready to do that for you in the White House.
Senator and that was
thank
thanks to Gagel. Yeah.
Governor O'Malley, you have 90 seconds.
Anderson, thank you.
Yeah.
I am very, very grateful to have been able to be on this stage with this distinguished group of candidates tonight. And what you heard tonight, Anderson, was a very, very, and all of you watching at home, was a very, very different debate than from the sort of debate you heard from the two presidential Republican debates. On this stage, you didn't hear anyone denigrate women. You didn't hear anyone make racist comments about new American immigrants.
That's why it was boring.
You didn't hear anyone speak ill of another American because of their religious belief. What you heard instead on this stage tonight was an honest search for the answers that'll move our country forward.
Oh, suck
it. Move
us
to a 100%
boring.
Clean electric energy grid by 2050. To take
2050.
The action that we've always taken as Americans
help.
So that we can actually attack
God
injustice
damn it,
in our country,
assholes.
Employ more of our people,
politician.
Rebuild our cities and towns, educate our children at higher and better levels, and include more of our people in the economic, social, and political life of our country. I truly believe that we are standing on the threshold of a new era of American progress. Unless you become discouraged about our gridlocked in Congress, talk to our young people under 30, because you'll never find among them people that want to bash immigrants.
Really?
Or people that want to deny rights to gay couples.
Except for
that
the ones
tells me we are moving
are voting for
to
Trump.
A more connected, generous, and compassionate place. And we need to speak to the goodness within our country.
Governor O'Malley, thank you very much. Senator Sanders, final closing thoughts, 90 seconds.
This is a great country.
Isn't
but
it?
We have many, many serious problems. We should not be the country that has the highest rate of childhood poverty of any major country and more wealth and income inequality than any other country. We should not be the only major country on earth that does not guarantee health care to all of our people as a right of citizenship, and we should not be the only major country that does not provide medical and parental leave,
poo.
Family and parental leave to all of
poo.
Our families.
I knew we had a duty.
Now, at the end of the day, here is a truth that very few candidates will say, is that nobody up here, certainly no Republican, can address the major crises facing our country unless millions of people begin to stand up to the billionaire class that has so much power over our economy and our political life. Jim Webb is right. Money is pouring into this campaign through super PACs. We are doing it the old-fashioned way, 650,000 individual contributions. And if people want to help us out, BernieSanders.com. We are averaging $30 a piece. We would appreciate your help.
It looks like he's going to have a stroke.
Secretary Clinton.
Thank you very much, Anderson, and thanks to all the viewers who tuned in tonight.
Thank you for the doctor that gave me cheek implants.
What you did see is that in this debate, we tried to deal with some of the very tough issues facing our country. That's in stark contrast to the Republicans who are currently running for president. What you have to ask yourself is who amongst us has the vision for actually making the changes that are going to improve the lives of the American people, who has the tenacity and the ability and the proven track record of getting that done.
Wow.
Now, I revere my late mother, and she gave me a lot of good advice, but one of the best pieces of advice she gave me was, you know, the issue is not whether or not you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. America's been knocked down. That Great Recession, 9 million people lost their jobs. 5 million lost their homes. $13 trillion in wealth disappeared.
Shut up.
And although we've made progress, we're standing but not running the way America needs to.
Oops.
My mission as president will be to raise incomes for hardworking middle-class families and to make sure that we get back to the basic bargain I was raised with. If you work hard and you do your part, you should be able to get ahead and stay ahead. Please join me in this campaign. Please come and make it clear
come on
that America's
come
best
on my tits.
Days are still ahead. Thank you very much.
We're done, right? It's over?
Well, that does it for this Democratic president.
Okay, goodbye. Okay, listen, so you want to split the money then? Or do you want to...
Well, how much is it?
It's, $30 million. Hang on, let me switch to Shelley Rabb. The pixie. I put Shelley on the screen.
I mean, I guess it will make us even for the other show you did without me.
There's more than one. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's fair, yeah.
I mean, I'd feel bad if you hadn't already done one without me, but...
Well, you'd feel bad, but you'd still take the money, and that's the important thing.
Unfortunately, it's not very... I would love it if it was like $200. That would be real nice.
What about $500? Would you like that, too?
I need more.
We all need more.
I'm a poor black woman in the South. I have to take the bus every day. I'm obese.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you dial 1-800-WAH-WAH-WAH-WAH-WAH-WAH-WAH.
No, I appreciate all the donations. You know, if you still want to give to support me either having or not having this abortion.
Oh, Christ.
Because I need to know my options. Okay.
Say it faster. Get it out. What do you want to say? Give them the Amazon you want?
Yeah.
Because I don't want any more donations because then we'll have to do another payment. All or nothing. Donate now or forever hold your peace of duty. Okay, you ready to do this? So remember, when we do the next Scrum with Deborah, we have to exclude today's date. Will you make a note of that, which is the 13th of Tuesday?
Cool.
Okay. So we have, $5 from Duke Slurry. I'm going to do the whole numbers because I'm feeling generous.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't feel like dealing with it. Okay. Pickle, $10.
Wow.
Oh, I'm exciting in the chat. Why is Cheryl such a cunt, says Pickle. did I say Edith 20?
No.
Edith 20. And then Anonymous, two donations. The first one says, Pussy, that's true, for $5. Second one, the second donation, here's more, make calls, that's true. Well, we did. $2.99. That's all. So what's the toady?
One moment, thanks.
What the cows? What? How much that cows? What's this?
$21.50.
Wow, weird. That's like McDonald's salary.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's I mean, cool. It's something I can...
Listen, it's a lot more than most podcasters make.
Which to pay for dinner.
Hold on Thank to that you. Number, though. Oh, my God. I was such a pig today. I hate myself. Okay.
Why?
Because I ate a slice of pizza. Just one slice was pepperoni, real greasy, and I had a salad. But then I went to the gay coffee shop, and it was so annoying because there were all these fags watching that.
What's gay about it?
It's called Java Boys, and they were playing that talk show, the Talk, with that Judy Chang or whatever.
I never heard of that.
It's awful. And then there are all these queens are like talking to the TV because it's all this womanly shit. But I had this huge piece of apple pie with ice cream on it.
Mm.
How much was it? $20 and what?
What?
How much? Do I
have to open it again? I closed it.
FFS.
I thought you had a handle on the things.
Nope. No short-term memory.
$21.50.
Let's get that going out of here. Mm-hmm. There we go. And there it goes. The button says, send more money, but I'm not going to send money.
Yes, please.
Nope.
Yes, queen.
What's this link?
I want to hear this, but I want to tell you.
Hang on, this last
You're going to dream Jim Baker on TV.
You sent me
Telling you, get ready. And you say, oh, my God, why didn't I go? Why didn't I order something? I'm going to eat some more of this if you're not careful. Oh.
Do you want to call this?
What?
Creamy potato soup bulk bucket. Oh,
good.
What? Oh my God.
Look at the screen.
Why?
You didn't have lunch, right?
Wow.
If you give a $106 donation, you get a bucket of soup.
And then you have potatoes, soup, that heavy. And then
this
we have bananas.
This is weird.
We have the chocolate pudding. For dessert, right? What? We use it for, we bake
what?
Cake. We got enough stuff to bake a cake now. And the bread, you can
this
just put
crazy.
This on your bread. The bread is so sweet. A little more sugar.
The
than
is
you
this?
Got cake. You got a morning
Seven
cake.
Years of
that,
food.
Coffee cake. And you put that
what?
Chocolate on top. You can have parties when the world's coming apart. You can have, you still have a birthday party. And look at that.
Oh
Lord.
My God, this is for like
you
the end
mac
times.
Mac and cheese.
Them real quick.
Yeah, I need a bucket.
They won't answer. We know they won't. It's probably some bogus shit, but we might as well try it. So look, it's on the screen, so if you need to reference, you need a supply of food.
Okay.
I don't think it's real, but we'll try it. Nothing on YouTube is real anymore. It's all crap.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling. Your call may be monitored or recorded
Ooh.
For quality assurance.
Voofed.
Please hold for the next available operator.
Voofed. 323 servings.
God bless you. Thank you for calling the Jim Baker program. My name is Sylvia. May I have the spelling of your first name, please?
Hi, Sophia. My name is Cheryl C. H.
Do you need me?
You said C-H-E-R-Y-L?
C as in Clint Oris, H as in Hunty, E as in Edward, R as in Recycle, Y as in Yuma, and L as in Cleops.
Okay, and your last name?
Fuftanika.
Okay,
V as in Vanity, O as in Obama, O as in Obama, F as in Florida, T as in Tan, A as in Apple, N as in Nyapu, I as in Iowa, K as in Kite, K as in Kike, A as in Apple.
Okay, so that's VOOFTANIKKA. Is that correct?
Can you say it again?
Okay, it's V-O-O, F as in Frank, T-A-N-I-K-K-A.
That's correct.
Okay, and your address?
Can you say it?
I can't say it. Mm-mm.
Okay.
And your address?
Okay. Wait, did I call the right place?
This is the Jim Baker program.
Yeah.
Except you're trying to reach the Jim Baker program?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Why am I giving all my information right now?
This is the order line for the Baker Show, if you want to place an order.
And what am I ordering?
Whatever you've seen on the broadcast, ma'am.
Okay, what are the options?
Okay, ma'am, we have, like I said, whatever was on the broadcast today.
Okay. Well, I saw a creamy potato soup.
Okay, what station you see the broadcast on?
I saw it on the internet. My friend posted it. She said I need to call and get the soup. It's a bulk product.
Okay, let me check what we have for that.
Bulk product. That's true. $323 servings, it says. Yeah. 7 years of food. Oh, it's 7 years of food, it says.
Okay, now we have the creamy potato soup bulk bucket. It's for $160, and the shipping will be $20.
So, how do you make the soup, can you make it in a small batch, or do you make it all at once?
Yeah, you can make it in a small, a serving size.
Okay. And is there nutrition information with this? I'm on a gluten-free, low-carb, FODMAP diet.
Right, this would be gluten-free.
Okay, it would be. It's certified gluten-free.
Right.
Okay. And how much fat is in it?
Okay, now, all that information, I don't have that. Do you have access to the website?
No. If I go to the library, I can get the internet, but they kicked me out last week, so I don't know. I won't be able to go back for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the 7 years of food?
Okay, the 7 years of food, if you want to get that, that involves that you'll receive 28 buckets. It's a total of 7,672 total servings. It will be $3,500, and the shipping and handling is $560.
Wow. Okay. Is that like overnight shipping?
No, that would be, it's not overnight shipping, but it will be with a UPS.
Okay. 28 buckets. So how does it land? I mean, if you open the bucket, doesn't it go banging?
Okay, well, if you don't open the bucket, it will be a 20-year shelf life.
All right.
For that.
And if you open it?
Let me see how many years it would be. Hold for 1 second. Okay, once you open it, it will be 8 years.
Oh, okay. See, it's pretty fresh. It must have a lot of preservatives in there. What kind of foods are included in this? Okay. Do you get the potato soup as well?
Let me check and see. Yes, the creamy potato soup will come with that.
Yes. Okay, what else?
You get the buttermilk pancakes, the maple brown sugar oatmeal, the chocolate pudding, the whey milk, creamy chicken and rice, hearty vegetable chicken, creamy potato soup, creamy stroganoff, fettuccine alfredo, Italiano marinara, the black bean burger, the chicken noodle soup, corn chowder, macaroni elbow with cheese powder, the banana chips, instant white rice, and instant mashed potatoes.
Wow. Okay. All right. And what... So if I get this food, has it been... Well, is it BPA-free, the containers?
That's correct.
Okay, it's BPA-free. So what, aside from getting the food, am I getting, like, a blessing from Jesus? Or, like, how is this connected to me being saved?
Well, this is the preparedness food. This is just to prepare for, you know, for anything that may happen, then you have this food available.
Okay, for what? I mean, is this because of Obama?
No, ma'am. This is for anything. If it's a big, you know, hurricane, earthquake, whatever, you'll be prepared with, and you'll have food stored.
What's that have to do with Jesus?
Okay, so ma'am, are you going to place an order, or is anything else I can help you with today?
Well, if it will help me to get saved.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you, ma'am? Are you going to place an order?
As I said, if it will help me get saved, then I will. Will it? Because I'm afraid of the end times, and I want to be saved by Jesus. And if this food and this donation, is this a donation?
That is correct.
Okay, so I can write off part of this?
Yes, it's a tax deductible, so you will receive a tax receipt.
For all of it?
Right, there is the tax receipt will tell you what is taxable and what's not.
Okay, well, can you tell me that now? Because
I won't be able to tell you that now. It has to come from that department once you place the order.
Oh, no. Okay. Because my accountant told me how much I should be, you know, donating, and he said, you know, don't be, you know, he wants me to be able to write off as much as possible. So there's any way that you can look to see, you know.
No, well, I don't have that information. I can give you the customer service number. You can give them a call tomorrow. Maybe they can give you that, but I don't have it.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, would you like that number?
Oh, my God.
God. Lord.
It weighs almost 50 pounds. I know you don't want to hear this.
Well, let's go ahead and place. Do I get a discount if I order 14 years of food?
No, it's like I said, it's 14 years, no, it's still going to be the $3,500, and it will be shipping and handling for each offer.
I don't get any discount.
No,
for spending that much money. Come on.
Okay, so would you like the customer service number?
So how much is shipping? $1,000?
The shipping would be $560.
Help the sister out. Lord. Okay. Well. Alright. Jesus. Okay. I need to order this. Jesus is... It's sticking like a hydrogen. I'm getting a message. I need to order it. Pray for, can we pray?
Okay, well, ma'am, this isn't the prayer line. This, like I said, this is the order line. I can give you the prayer line number.
Oh, yes. Are they open now?
Yes, they are.
Oof, oof, oof. Yes. What's that number? Can they also order the product?
Okay. Not on, no, this is, like I said, this is the order line. The prayer line number is different.
What other products do you have?
We have a large inventory, ma'am, of products.
And are these are chosen by Jim Baker?
That is correct.
How did he get into selling products? Is this like QVC? Confused. I thought his wife and him had a scam or something. Isn't that what it was? Tammy Faye.
Is there anything else I can help you with tonight?
Yes, I wanted to order this product. Don't be rude to me.
Okay, now what is your address?
Call my address. Yes. I just moved, so let me look at this piece of mail. Okay. 850 West Irving Park Road.
Okay, so that's 850 West Irving Park Road in the zip code?
That's correct. 60613.
And that's 60613?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that address is invalidating. And what is the city and state?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, do you have an apartment lot or unit number?
No.
Okay, and your phone number?
773-5-25-6781. Do you need me to spell the address? Maybe you didn't get it right.
Okay, well, how are you spelling the address?
I as in Iowa, R as in Rockle, V as in Virginia, I as in...
Okay, okay, I had enough. So you have a good day, okay?
What, you little bitch? You little cunt. Man... You're the one that spelled it.
Of all the times you've spelled out things, I've never heard them reject the call because of your spelling choice. V is in vagina.
You know, she really had it when I pointed out that Jim and Tammy Faye Baker were scammers.
I just can't believe that this is a real thing. I'm just floored. Product, let's watch this commercial again, because that's just, I mean, really, it's fucking amazing. Then we'll be done. This is ridiculous.
Oh, dear God. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds. I know you don't want to hear this, but I want to tell you, you're going to dream Jim Baker on TV.
I love
telling
gifts.
You, get ready. And you're going to say, oh, my God. God, why didn't I go and why didn't I order something? I'm going to eat some more of this if you're not careful.
I can't believe this is real. I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, he's got love gifts.
Oh, good. Oh, my God.
What the fuck's wrong with him? This must be horrible.
You didn't have lunch, right? Wow.
He was getting sick from it, wasn't he?
And then you have the potatoes soup, that heavy, heavy, heavy. And then we have banana. We have the chocolate pudding for dessert.
Right.
We use
pizza
it
for, bucket.
We bake cake. Pizza, we got enough pizza. Stuff to bake a cake now. And the bread, you can just put this on your bread. The bread is so sweet. You can add a little more sugar to that bread, and you got cake. You got a morning cake, I'll tell you that, a coffee cake. And you put that chocolate on top. You can have parties when the world's coming apart. You can still have a birthday party. And look at that, Lori.
Good old mac and cheese.
Cheryl, what? Okay, how many? Did she say it was 28 buckets for the 7 years? How the fuck is 7 buckets of that going to feed you for 7 years?
28 buckets.
Or is it just supposed to be for what? Is that like one person? And obviously not the type of fat people that watch that show.
Oh my God, this is insane. These are called love gifts.
I can't believe that.
Write this down for the next Grum.
Who sent us this link? Because that's amazing. Who sent it? I need to know because that's amazing. Let's see. I asked.
Oh, good.
I don't know who said. Let's see. For protection, the bucket's safe. Is it tax deductible? Nobody's saying who sent it. Oh, well. Oh, we didn't get the number for the prayer line. Shit. Oh, well. Have to do it again next time. Well, that was a fun way to end.
What happened?
So many in the inner city,
here's another
for some
one.
Reason, hate the police. If the police are gone for one day, if they're gone, just suddenly gone, we are going to have anarchy. We are going to have the greatest hell on
earth.
Because the gangs will take over. And it's time to be ready. It's time to be prepared. It's time to be informed. And that's why, you know, I appreciate Rick coming to our expo and giving us the warning of what's coming. Because the Bible talks about events where a fourth of the world will die in some major event, where great wars, great armies as big as 200 million people. And, you know, suddenly I woke up and thought, man, it's already happening. It's already available all over the world. Our enemy has gone from country to country and city to city. And now, from the information I'm getting, the group called ISIS and others are already established themselves in the United States of America, and they're waiting for the final signals. And you saw it taking place, and you basically call it again the hordes of hell.
The things of this world cannot have access to us.
Right.
Where it would even be a temptation.
Oh, my God.
You know, we're going to fall in these times if we're not clean. Now's the time to get clean before the Lord.
Get right with God.
Yeah.
Be prepared. Know the word. Know
how come they have the same microphones as that's true?
We have
true.
The guidebook.
Yeah.
We have the plan.
Oh, they have a book.
But the bartering, like the food that we send out, those packets of food are going to be more valuable than gold. I want to tell you something. There's coming a day where the gold's not going to be valuable. Because if you can't eat it, it's not going to be valuable. I mean, there's certain things. I mean, I don't want to be crude, but I'm going to be anyway. I mean, toilet paper is going to be worth a lot of money.
I'm telling
you. Anything you use up is going to be worth money. But bartering, you told us back then, find something that people are going to need and just put some of it away.
Great.
I love the creepy music at the end.
Deborah says she has a call request, but I don't see anything about money, so I'm going to ignore that. You ready to be done?
Yeah. All right. Well, it was a pleasure this evening.
It was. It was very much a pleasure. I'm
glad I could join you.
I'm sorry I couldn't be meaner to you, but I'll try to next time. So bye.
Bye, honey.
Squish sound.
I turn my eyes to lunatic skies of red destruction, sunrise and morning empty. My head.
still wanting you. You don't satisfy me enough today. Time is too near when I'll be gone away. Wearing a collar of bright crimson, dressed in a long black wedding gown, I've got to find my answers on my own. Find it! I got to find it! Get me behind it! Someplace for me!
Teresa just died. Ain't Teresa died? She was so fat.
What can I say? I think we already said it all. I can't describe how I feel inside. What could and shouldn't be. Sometimes the best thing is smile and say goodbye. Sometimes the right thing will make another cry. But I don't know where I'm going. But I already know what's best. Something's got a hold of me. I'm not afraid. I've got nothing to lose but my soul to bear. Something's got a hold of me. I'm not afraid. I've got nothing to lose but my soul to bear. My soul to bear, soul to bear, soul to bear.
lab dog, you know what?